breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is urging Democrats to tone down their rhetoric against ICE agents after an active shooter armed with tactical gear and a rifle opened fire on Monday in McAllen, Texas. Bernie Bennett has more details.
Agents and local police returned fire and killed the gunman. No federal agents were hit, but one McAllen police officer was struck. Law enforcement sources say the officer is in stable condition. Officers believe the attack was a purposeful ambush targeting Border Patrol officials. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement, quote, both Border Patrol agents and local police helped neutralize the shooter. This is an ongoing investigation led by the FBI. More information will be shared as it becomes available. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And the White House says it is mourning the loss of life in Texas over the weekend due to those flash floods.
Everyone here at the White House, including the President of the United States, is praying for the victims' families and friends during this unimaginable time.
That is Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. President Trump is ramping up his tariffs battle with many nations, including key allies. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Trump administration has released letters informing Japan and South Korea that their goods will be taxed at 25% starting on August 1st. In the letters, the president warned that the U.S. will tack on another 25% if they retaliate. He also announced new tariffs on a dozen other countries with the promise of more to come. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the U.S. will remain vigilant against any resurgent nuclear ambitions in Iran.
This is not a Mission Impossible movie. There's not one single thing that the United States had to find or destroy to stop Iran from getting nukes, and there's not one single thing that Iran had to as well. That's why we always refer to a vast nuclear infrastructure.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas made his comments to the Salem Radio Network, and more on these stories at townhall.com.
This special alert is for all Americans who own a vehicle. If you have a warranty that's about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, this message is for you. It's time to stop worrying about future car repairs today. Your vehicle is essential, but unexpected breakdowns can derail your plans and your wallet. It's time to future-proof your ride with CarShield. CarShield offers a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that saves drivers thousands from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine if your engine quits or your transmission fails. You could pay a fraction of the repair cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, and to give you even more peace of mind, drivers who activate today also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Don't wait for a breakdown to drain your savings. Future-proof your car with CarShield today and drive with confidence. Call CarShield for your free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good Tuesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Roadways are dry this morning. No rain in the area, so that's good news. One minor wreck from Baltimore County just a couple of minutes ago on the Essex side. Marlin Avenue, it's going to be just above Eastern Avenue, so local traffic heads up for that. No construction right now. 95 looking at it live at Harford County at Route 24. All the lanes are open. That may change. Both the tunnels are clear and a good start for the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert on Tuesdays. We're tracking heat, humidity, and then thunderstorms. Could see some strong to severe storms as we get into the afternoon and evening. Temps are going to be well into the 90s, but feel like the triple digits. More storms on the way on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 73 degrees, already 77 downtown Baltimore. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Baltimore police are investigating a Monday afternoon homicide in Dundalk. Police were called to the 8200 block of Bullneck Road, for a shooting just before 4:30 p.m. to find a man dead at the scene. The man believed to be a suspect in the case was located in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Liberty Parkway with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. That man was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in funding for Baltimore's Vacant Property Initiative. The funding will go to the Baltimore Vacant Reinvestment Initiative Program, which was created in October to tackle the vacant property problem. Baltimore City has declared a code red extreme heat alert for today. The heat department, the health department that is, says the heat index is expected to top 100 degrees and the high temperatures and humidity levels pose a serious risk, especially for vulnerable adults, children, and those working outdoors. Cooling centers will be activated throughout the city. So far this summer, there has been one heat-related death here in Baltimore. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 429. Your pick four, 6738. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market. So now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Taking stock of the birds as Brandon Young prepares to take the hill tonight for Baltimore at Camden Yards. The Orioles are 40-49 on the year. They're winners, though, of their 21 of their last 34. That's a 6-17 pace. 12 back of the Jays in the East. 7.5 back of the Mariners for the final wild card. But still behind 7 teams. So to get to 500 before the trading deadline, the birds need to go 15-5 in the next 20. And it starts tonight against the Mets at 6:35. Elsewhere in baseball last night, a milestone for Machado.
Left side, off the glove of Perdomo. Hit number 2,000 of his career for Manny Machado as he continues to build on his resume towards the Hall.
Caught on the Padres TV network, the former Oriole becomes the fifth active and 297th player in history to reach the 2,000 hit milestone, and he does it in his age 32 season. A stunning development at Wimbledon yesterday. 19th-seeded Grigor Dimitrov was on the verge of a major upset, leading 2-0 over number 1-seed Jannik Sinner, when while serving was forced to withdraw from the match with a pectoral injury, so Sinner advances to the quarterfinals and stays alive for a fourth Grand Slam win since the 2024 Australian Open. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's T-minus 7 days for the Ravens, and that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, July 8, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
Ah, so you are. And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, MS-13 man had a court hearing yesterday. What happens next, we'll explain. The left's ugly, insensitive comments on display and the Texas flood victims. We'll take a look at that story. But our top story here today. MAGA Nation, stunned.
stunned by the Trump administration's revelation, I guess, or release late Sunday night. You know, if you try to bury something, you know, you leak it Sunday night Independence Day weekend, and they leak it to Axios. This is the second time this has happened. More on that coming up in just a second. But we're talking about the revelation that the FBI and the DOJ said there is no Epstein client list, in spite of the hundreds, if not thousands, of Epstein clients that we know exist. So there was no list, no incriminating list, they said. But what's even worse, because I heard, you know, the guys at Red Eye before, and they dismiss a lot of this. These are conspiracy theories. The problem is, those of us who follow these stories from start to finish, there's a lot more there than what's being told. Okay? The guys that occasionally follow them when they're in the news, I'm sorry, they may not be credible sources. But on Sunday night, Axios reported on a new FBI DOJ memo obtained by Axios concluding that Jeffrey Epstein did not have a client list that he used for blackmail. The FBI earlier had determined that Epstein committed suicide in August of 2019. And they released a 10-hour video on Sunday from outside Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell. The full video was posted at the DOJ website, which is where I saw it. And we can now confirm that an entire minute was cut from the DOJ video that was released the other night. Why? Was it a technical glitch? We don't know. They didn't explain it. What are they hiding? If you follow the full video, you can see for yourself the video was cut off at 11:59 and then restarts exactly at midnight. So at 11:59, and then it glitches, and then you see the clock start at midnight. One full minute is not accounted for in the cell video. Without any explanation. They put it up there. This isn't something that was obtained by somebody else. It came up yesterday at the White House press briefing as a reporter asking Caroline Leavitt about the list.
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
Yeah, that's my bad. That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. And that was her in response to a question asked by Fox News' John Roberts. What about the, you know, the Epstein client list?
Yeah.
What about the Epstein files? You guys have been promising that you brought all these influencers in, these conservative influencers, like D.C. Drano and all these other people that came in, and they handed out folders.
Yep.
And there was nothing in there. They were used as props, or maybe just to, you know, bred in circuses. I don't know. And again, President Trump has been the most transparent president in history, but I'm telling you right now, there's something really, really fishy going on within the deep state, maybe the CIA, maybe the FBI, or maybe all of the above. We'll get to the things that Caroline Leavitt said and Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch coming up in just a second.
Yeah, something smells bad here, folks. 613, Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Quitter.
We're in Annapolis right now, good shape on the Bay Bridge, looking at the main span, right atop the main span on the westbound side. All the lanes are open, traffic eastbound towards Stevensville, you're good to go there, and then 50 right in the area towards the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, Roe Boulevard, I-97, no problems, about an hour or so, we'll get some delay on I-97 southbound at Route 32. Right now, good travel through there, nothing on the way to the Capitol Beltway, 95 is clear, the parkway with the normal heavy traffic, anywhere between Arundel Mills, Route 32, and coming up from Powder Mill Road, Capitol Beltway should see some backing as per usual. We get heavy early from New Hampshire Avenue over through the ramps at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be, have a pretty interesting weather alert going on right now. Hot and humid with temperatures in the 90s. It was still going to feel like over 100 because of the humidity. And then we're still expecting some severe storms with heavy rain, damaging winds possible later this afternoon and this evening. Flood watch is still in effect for parts of the Baltimore Metro, including Annapolis. Currently, it's 76, and also in Ellicott City, it is 74. And time for some one-liner news. Kelly Osbourne stole the spotlight from her daddy, Ozzy's final Black Sabbath concert. She accepted a marriage proposal from Sid Wilson, who is a member of the band Slipknot.
Okay.
So I guess she tied the knot and then slipped the knot. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, the Osbournes apparently throw a pretty neat, good wedding. I understand you have a choice of prime rib, baked stuffed shrimp, or head of bat. Just in case.
Isn't that special?
The annual running of the bulls is underway in Pamplona, Spain. Apparently, Tom Holman is inspired. He said he might use the bulls for the Home Depot raids.
There you go.
That'll get him. Price of Tesla stock dipped after Elon Musk announced he'll be forming a new political party in the United States. And that's mostly because Tesla does not make campaign buses.
Yeah.
You know. See the people that are signing up to be part of this?
No.
A bunch of really? Mark Cuban and Anthony Scaramucci and some of the...
The Mooch.
All the losers. Political losers. Yeah. The Dalai Lama celebrated his 90th birthday yesterday. Apparently, he held a pizza party for him. And one specific pizza was created just for the Dalai Lama. They made him one with everything.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Giant swimming pool being built on the New York City's East River. Why? Why does anybody, not in the river, but it's a swimming pool along the river there. But unlike in the at the Seine in Paris, they now have, it's okay to swim.
They've taken the first time in a long time.
First time in a long time because that makes the Inner Harbor the only unswimmable body of water in the world at this point.
Not according to the mayor.
The mayor? Well, I don't see the. I saw the mayor kayaking, but I did not see the mayor swimming in the Inner Harbor this weekend. The DOJ and FBI both in agreement that Jeffrey Epstein did not have a client list and he did in fact commit suicide. They're still holding out hope, however, they can pin it on Hillary Clinton, because after all, she may have been part of that. So we're talking about it here this morning, and this is just really bizarre, a story that all of a sudden, in a late-night leak on Independence Day weekend, they have this no-client list, when we know there were all sorts of big names on these flights to his little pedophile island, and it is just... So I think when you look at this, it's one of three things. It is and there was speculation that Epstein was an asset for the Mossad and for the CIA. Don't know if that's true or not, but that would explain maybe why you're trying to keep it quiet. Two, maybe there are a lot of names that on both sides of the aisle that they don't want out at this point.
I think that's it.
You know,
could even be Trump.
Now, Trump, I think, was he was at an Epstein party once, but I don't know if he ever visited the island.
Yeah.
I don't think his name ever showed up on a flight log, to my knowledge. You know, like, but again, his name could be there as well. But then, why would he promise transparency if his name was on the list, if he was worried about it at all? And the other really is that, remember like Robert Mueller when they went in with the Russia hoax thing? Mm-hmm. And that's even getting worse for John Brennan now. I think that was a cover-up operation. So imagine how long they've had now. Since Epstein, which a lot of us don't believe he killed himself. Mm-mm. But imagine how long they've had to destroy files.
Well, you said when that happened, and I said I'm looking forward to the release. You said they've already been cleansed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, and that's probably what Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Pam Bondi have run into. But they should tell us that. They should tell us that most of the evidence when we got here, it was missing. Or was destroyed. So I just, very skeptical, suspicious of the deep state. All right, we shall see more coming here on this. Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. It is 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. Oh, by the way, Baltimore is the third most stressed city in America. Did you know?
No.
Yeah. 77% of Americans feeling stressed about the future of the country. Baltimore is third. And it's based on average weekly hours worked. Traffic congestion, we're number 12. Poverty rate, divorce rate, job security, number of adults with inadequate sleep, and the unemployment rate all lead us to be the third most stressed city in the country.
Inadequate sleep? I can't imagine.
Yeah. General Mike Flynn has dropped a memo demanding the president and the Trump administration to make arrests on the Russian gate to treason. See, we the people are fed up. In a fiery statement posted to X, he said, quote, "We the people are fed up with having tons more evidence come out regarding Russiagate, yet sadly, no one is getting arrested. Hell, there doesn't even appear to be an investigation, even though they tried to overthrow the presidency of the United States." Flynn called out Hillary, Barack, John Brennan by name. He said, "When will people be held accountable for undermining, in some cases, falsely imprisoning people based on Hillary, Barack Obama, John Brennan's political hit job. We're waiting. No, we will not let go of this crime, nor those who perpetrated it against the American people. I mean, it's a lengthy post, but General Flynn makes a lot of very good points there in that they will continue to try to do this unless they're held accountable, unless you make people pay for this. So we'll get to that in just a second. All right. More from Caroline Levitt. We'll hear from Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch and much, much more on the Epstein list and the missing minute of the cell video. This is the video right outside Epstein's jail cell, as was either purged or had some major technical glitch for 1 minute and went unexplained. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day right here, WCBM.com, on our Rumble Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So yesterday, at the White House press briefing, it's the first time I saw Caroline Levitt not really in full command of a response. And I love Caroline Levitt. I think she's the best I've ever seen. But you can tell a little bit uncomfortable in this exchange with reporters.
The DOJ and FBI have now concluded there was no Jeffrey Epstein client list. What do you tell MAGA supporters who say they want anyone involved in Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes to be held accountable?
This administration wants anyone who has ever committed a crime to be held accountable. And I would argue this administration has done more to lock up bad guys than certainly the previous administration. And the Trump administration is committed to truth and to transparency. That's why the Attorney General and the FBI Director pledged at the President's direction to do an exhaustive review of all of the files related to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and his death, and they put out a memo in conclusion of that review. There was material they did not release because, frankly, it was incredibly graphic and it contained child pornography, which is not something that's appropriate for public consumption, but they committed to an exhaustive investigation. That's what they did, and they provided the results of that. That's transparency.
Well, you could provide the names on the list without the pornographic material that was, you know, very sordid and obscene and was involving children. I mean, you don't have to put that out, but you can publish the names of the clients. I don't get that response.
Publish the names of everyone who took the flight.
Right.
Just start there. 623, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, that's a flight that you could not buy with a barter, which is why you'll not find Chuck Whitaker's name there.
I took a rowboat from Key West.
I see.
Only took 18 days, but I finally got there.
It's a long row.
You're damn right it is. Had a couple of wars in there with me, but they remained nameless at that particular point. 95 northbound. The lanes are still clear here at the construction area, Route 24. All the lanes are open. The early ride on the Beltway, still nothing major there. 895 now. The Old Harbor Tunnel is beginning to slow just a bit right after the O'Donnell Street ramp, so it's a speed reduction there. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still clear. One wreck on the Essex side. Baltimore County's been there about a half an hour now. Marlin Avenue just to the north of Eastern Avenue should be room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be, again, we got another weather alert because it's going to be hot and humid today. Temperatures in the 90s could feel like well over 100. Still a chance of strong, severe storms, heavy rain, damaging winds possible later this afternoon and evening. And right now, we're looking at a flood watch in effect, 76 in Baltimore, same for Middle River. And so adding to the quizzing of Caroline Leavitt yesterday is Fox's Peter Ducey, who said that Fox's John Roberts asked the question about the Epstein client list. We played you the Pam Bondi response. It's sitting on my desk right now. Here's how that exchange went.
So the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes...
No, that's not at all what she was saying. She was saying, when asked specifically about the list, it is on my desk right now.
Yeah, the phrase was list of clients. And she said it's open now. Maybe she didn't understand the question. Maybe she botched the question. Maybe she needs to clarify the question. But right now, her response to that question indicated it was on her desk for review, the list of clients. Now, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, he is suing for the access to the client list. And he's not happy with this whole, the way this went down.
I don't know. I read the memo three or four times again this morning, and it's really, I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this. I just don't think they could have thought they could get away with it. And I've got to wonder what is going on at the leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI to allow them to think that statements like as follows. This is a classic. Of course, we're suing for this stuff, right? And so they say the systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So there's a client list, but it's not incriminating, so therefore you can't see it.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly interpret it that way, but the other thing he was disturbed with is the leak to Axios. This is a Trump DOJ leaking to Axios. This is the second time this has happened.
And it's disturbing it was leaked to Axios. Second time there's been a leak to Axios, by the way, by this Justice Department and FBI. Remember, we sued for the Biden videotapes of his interview with her. We were in court, literally in federal court. They're stonewalling us, and what do? They give it to Axios.
Yeah, give it to Axios. They not hold a press conference and be transparent and give it to the American people. They leak it Sunday night, very late Independence Day weekend. A former CIA officer by the name of Karakou says that, as I said earlier, these files are long gone.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable.
That's Alina Haba.
Yeah.
And that is so there are flight logs. They have names. She has apparently seen the names. Or has that seen the flight logs?
Yeah,
as an attorney, as you know, so she would have access to that, and of course now we're being told none of it's incriminating. I think probably all of it's incriminating, and that's the reason why. So this just really, it just feeds this mistrust of government, and it's very, very sad. I expected more. I really did out of the Trump administration. I think they've been on such a winning streak. I think they botched this one.
Yeah, badly.
Get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements as their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, and even 73% site-wide. Treat yourself with savings of heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. To order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online, res-q.com. And don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Savings up to 73% off natural supplements from blood pressure, cholesterol, to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com today for their Christmas in July sale. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Well, it is summer in Baltimore, and yes, indeed, Baltimore City once again has declared a code red extreme heat alert for today. Health Department says the heat index expected to top 100 degrees, and the high temperatures and humidity levels pose a serious risk, especially for vulnerable adults, children, and those working outdoors. Cooling centers will be activated throughout the city. So far this summer, there have been one heat-related death here in the town. Crews are working to repair a major water break in Laurel. The intersection of southbound Route 1 and eastbound Route 198 closed till further notice. The Maryland Department of Transportation says the closure could be in place for several days. Drivers should avoid the area and use alternate routes as emergency crews address the issue. The invasive blue catfish poses a threat to the Chesapeake Bay, but there may be a solution. Maryland Congressional Representative Sarah Elfluth has introduced the Mitigation Action and Waterman Support, or MAWS Act, to create a two-year pilot program incentivizing watermen to catch blue catfish so they can be used in the pet food industry. She says the invasive catfish pose a direct ecological and economic threat to the bay, and the MAWS Act would address the damage while strengthening the local seafood economy and providing a new source of protein for pets to eat. Baltimore police investigating a Monday afternoon homicide in Dundalk. Police called to the 8200 block of Bull Neck Road for a shooting just before 4:30 p.m., and they found a man dead at the scene. The man believed to be a suspect in that case, located in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Liberty Parkway, with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital where he, as well, was pronounced dead. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick three, lottery number 429. You pick 4, 6, 7, 3, 8. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, if you're on the west side and you're coming down the Beltway now from 795, right as you're getting into Liberty Road, becomes a little more of a speed reduction there and then down through I-70. So it's going to get busy now from 795 towards Route 40 West. So far on the interloop at Greenspring, we're still good. And the Parkville side is clear. The backup now on 895 is beginning to slow more back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So from there through the tunnel and down to Child Street at the Toll Plaza, we're going to be looking at least 15 minutes or so as you're moving through there. Still okay, and all four lanes are open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert on Tuesday as we're tracking heat, humidity, and then thunderstorms. Could see some strong to severe storms as we get into the afternoon and evening. Temps are going to be well into the 90s, but feel like the triple digits. More storms on the way on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Mets tonight at Camden Yards. The first 15,000 get a Hawaiian shirt. And then Brandon Young takes the hill at 635. New York right in the thick of it in the NL East, one game behind Philly. Birds on the outside looking in at this point with seven teams ahead of them in the wild card race. Good news, though, from Grayson Rodriguez as he continues his rehab, aiming at a second-half return.
Yeah. I've been getting after it. The first kind of mound sessions I had, obviously it's like 75, 80%. But right now, I'm sweating, and I've been getting after it, yeah.
No exact timetable for Rodriguez's return. When he first went on the injured list, mid-June was the target date. Meanwhile, last night in baseball, who's hotter than the Toronto Blue Jays?
And Barcher hits a fly ball to deep right field, and this one is gone. Their third home run of the game.
Dan Shulman with the call on Sportsnet Toronto. Jays win their ninth in a row, 8-4 over the Royals. Barger now with three homers, 11 driven in over his last seven games in July. NFL news, the league, along with the Cowboys and the Texans separately, announcing they will donate $1.5 million for flood relief in Texas after the holiday weekend's tragedy. Meanwhile, it's T-minus 7 days for the Ravens, as 1 week from today, rookies report to Owings Mills. One of those rookies, fourth-round pick Teddy Buchanan, has kind of flown under the radar this summer. The linebacker out of Cal with an interesting pedigree played quarterback in high school, and he says that helps him on defense.
Yeah, it helped in a bunch of ways. Just, understanding, first of all, the mentality of a quarterback, what things affect them. The processing speed of playing quarterback definitely translates right over to defense. And then
Ravens have a lot of good young talent on that defense. Buchanan was all ACC at Cal in 2024. NBA news, the Knicks had been coachless for 34 days until yesterday, hiring Mike Brown to replace Tom Thibodeau. Brown is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year, leading the Cavaliers to the finals in 2007. He was a four-time NBA champion as an assistant with the Warriors and the Spurs. Elsewhere in the NBA, bad news for the Pacers, although not unexpected. They've announced that guard Tyrese Halliburton will miss the entire 2025-26 season with that torn Achilles he suffered in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. The time now is 6:37. When we return, these were the best of times, these were the worst of times.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I mentioned yesterday that BetMGM and a lot of other sports books around the country are listing the Ravens as either the number one or number two top Super Bowl pick in the upcoming season. And the Redskins,
Commanders.
I did it.
President Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
He referred to them and he said he would never have changed the name. We have that coming up a little later on this morning.
Absolutely. Also list them as one of the favorites as well. They're top eight in most
of
the
categories. Boy, that'd be a great Super Bowl.
Categories. Yeah. Here's my point. Both Beltway teams in football doing great.
Yeah.
Both Beltway teams in baseball stink.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that.
Both need managers.
Yeah.
Right? The Nats just fired theirs. The Orioles are looking for one. Maybe it's Mancelino. Who knows? But I can't remember a time when that kind of happened.
Yeah.
Where both teams in football.
It's been a while. Especially because Washington's been
so bad.
On the outside looking in for the last 30 years.
Of events.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's going on around the Beltway.
Who's on Madden, though? Who's on the cover of Madden? Do we know?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Madden jinx?
Is that Chen Lung Hu?
Hold on one second.
Yeah. In the ball?
Let me ask.
When you said that, who is hotter?
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, Saquon.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Eagles.
That's not going to be good for them.
Not a good one for Saquon. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. A lot of folks weighing in on the Epstein. Susan says Ghislaine Maxwell is still able to speak. Yeah, she's in prison.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you're going to hear her speaking because she wants to remain alive.
Yeah.
Okay? Because with the D.C. Madam, I think she had a lot of big names in her little black book. She allegedly committed suicide, hung herself. Jeffrey Epstein allegedly committed suicide. So people with that service these kinds of clients, if they end up in jail, they
feel very sad about it.
Yeah, they do.
Despondent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they move forward with some alacrity toward ending it all. It's a known scientific fact, Sean. You cynic, you.
It is also amazing to me how, when there are some tragedies, that the moral depravity of the left is on display in all of these. In the case in point, with the Texas flood victims.
Yeah. All right. Shadi Perkins. It's funny because last night when I initially downloaded this cut, it was a member of the Texas Food Insecurity Board. When I downloaded the cut again this morning to print out some additional information, it was former employee of the Texas. She got fired overnight because of comments like this.
You best believe, especially in today's political climate, if this were a group of Hispanic girls, especially with them being in East Texas, it should be most likely Hispanic. If this were a group of Hispanic girls out there, this would not be getting this type of coverage that they're getting. No one would give a f***. And all these white people, the parents of these little girls, would be saying things like, they need to be deported, they shouldn't have been here in the first place, and yada, yada, yada. So
Oh, just a little bit racist there, but okay, Sade, we have your point. But do you want to really go ahead now that you've dug the hole? You want to make it a full 6 feet deep?
You have carved out an all-white, whites-only enclave in East Texas for your white children. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. Y'all have to understand the climate that we're living in. They want you to have sympathy for these people. They want you to get out of your bed and to come out of your home and to go find these people and to donate your money to go find these people. Meanwhile, they are deporting your family members. Meanwhile, they're setting up concentration camps and prisons for your family members. And I need y'all to keep that in mind before y'all get out there and put on your rain boots and go find these little girls.
Oh, a couple of observations on this, Sean. First of all, apparently now we have to check people's race before we save them from a tragedy, which is an odd kind of situation in which to be. We didn't do that during any previous disaster, but according to Sade, one must be conscious of the fact you're saving white victims rather than saving Hispanic or black victims. That somehow makes a difference. Second, the implication is the camp these kids were at, which I think Camp Mystic, is an all-white enclave. I've checked site after site after site yesterday to see if there have ever been any accusations of this. Never.
No, I don't know what the demographic makeup, other than it's Christian. That's all.
It's a very conservative Christian school, and it is not. I mean, there's no tech. I mean, you leave your phone at home, leave everything at home. We're going to live here and basically commune with God.
Yeah.
Would be the point. And a lot of people, including a number of CNN and MSNBC anchors, have gone through
school. These people like this Sade, whatever her name is, they don't care about tragedy. They exploit tragedy for political purpose or for their own agenda, so they could care less about whether they be white girls, black girls, Hispanic girls. She certainly doesn't care about how all the abortion mills are set up in black communities. I'm sure she never has spoken out on that. But wait, it's worse. There is a pediatrician in Houston, her name Christina Probst, and she put this out on X just the other day. Quote, "May all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry. Kerr County MAGA voted to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts." End of quote. 28 delightful, innocent little children, their lives were lost in this. And this was from a medical practice called Bluefish Pediatrics. She has since been canned by her employer, and rightfully so. Nobody wants that kind of evilness or that kind of an evil soul. Imagine a pediatrician. A pediatrician is supposed to check their politics at the door. They don't care whether you're liberal, conservative. I mean, you know, these are kids.
Yeah, the kids don't have a good voting record, apparently. It's amazing. 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
If you're coming out of Cecil County and you're heading towards Harford County, southbound 95, right around Route 222, and before we get down to the Tidings Bridge, there's a report of a fuel spill there. I don't know if it's a tractor-trailer involved or not. I can see a little bit of something there
kind of on the right shoulder, so it's not a big backup right now. Just a heads up if you're coming south, and there are really no problems at the Tidings Bridge over the Susquehanna, but it looks like some activity off to the side just south of Route 222. 895 slowing now, the Old Harbor Tunnel that begins around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is starting to back down just a bit in speed, top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp. That will eventually take you down and into the area just around the north entrance to the right tube and the left tube southbound on 95, and then through the city at Camden Yards. No problems. 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be hot and humid today. Into the 90s, could feel more like 100 based on the humidity heat index and that factor. Of course, strong to severe storms, heavy rain, damaging winds possible later this afternoon into this evening. And right now we're looking at, it is 77 with a flood watch in Pasadena and 75 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
He lives in a bubble.
A bubble, he's Bubble Boy. White Castle updating its crispy chicken slider. They're revamping their crispy chicken slider this year. The new version is meant to be bigger, crispier, and more flavorful. But best of all, cost 10 cents less.
Oh, that's very good.
Better. The cheesy burger pizza makes a return to Papa John's for a limited time only. Mm-hmm. So it's like a cheeseburger on top of the pizza without the bun.
No.
The crust is the bun.
I like all that stuff.
Yeah. And you know you've made it big time when you have a 24-hour restaurant in your home. NBA.
As long as you got a wife, you do.
NBA legend.
Oh wow.
Flag that. Wow. Flag that for Debbie. We're going to have to send that to Debbie.
Oh, flag this while you're at it. Son of a bitch. You try to incriminate me all the time.
NBA legend. I incriminated you. You incriminated yourself that time.
Oh, maybe I did. Yeah. Sorry. My advanced age.
NBA legend Tony Parker has a 24-hour restaurant in his mansion. I thought I read of another NBA guy that had a Taco Bell in his house as well.
That's a commercial he's on TV.
Yeah. No, I think that's based on a real thing, though.
Really, is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he's got a Taco Bell in his house. Chuck, if you could have any restaurant or any fast food, any place at all in your house, what would it be?
Burns
Steakhouse.
South Howard Avenue in Tampa. Reservations accepted.
Would you just have Burns or just the dessert room upstairs?
Oh, no, you got to have both.
Okay. Yeah. It's all part of Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great night there many, many moons ago. That was quite the crew, wasn't it?
The many times I went in there, the last time with Chris Thomas, bless his heart, we were playing golf, 12 of us, and he came along with us, and we damn near got thrown out.
Oh, I bet.
The waiter, the maitre d' came over and said, listen, see all these empty seats in this room? He said, yeah. Said, you guys got to tone it down a little bit. Said, the waiters are loving the jokes and all the stories, but I got to put some people in here.
Yeah. That is funny. And finally, Crumble bakes the new Biscoff Cheesecake Aloha Pie now through July the 12th. If you are a Crumble aficionado, you can certainly check that out. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So it's just not these people like Sade Perkins. I mean, imagine now that, I just don't know at what point this is even relevant. When children are missing or dead or perhaps even fighting for their lives as we speak.
Yeah.
You have people like this pediatrician and this fruitcake down in Houston.
More than 100 deaths.
Yeah. And again, should your ability to receive compassion during a tragedy be based on your zip code or your race? That's what they're basically telling us.
Or if you're a kid, on your parents' political views?
Right.
I mean, I have grown children. One of the two of them, I think, kind of agrees with where I am politically. The other one certainly does not. So should she or he be judged upon whether or not they agree with me politically or disagree with me? I mean, this is an insane standard they set. But the insanity goes all the way across the ocean. You have Rosie O'Donnell, who fled this country. She's now over in Ireland. And she says basically that the flood deaths, well, you know whose fault they are. It's Donald Trump's fault.
When the president guts all of the early warning systems and the weathering forecast abilities of the government, these are the results that we're going to start to see on a daily basis.
Yeah, really, are they? So, in other words, you let some temporary workers go, and that means, again, this is what happened. That means that they're not able to do their job. That might actually float, except they were actually above staff levels for that weekend in Texas.
Yeah, and the
because
National...
they knew a storm was on the way.
The National Weather Service Union said in a statement that I don't agree with a lot of what Trump said, but on this issue, he's right.
Yeah.
There were no cuts that impacted the service. They had extra staffers on that night. The problem was not the alerts or the warnings or the watches. It was the communication once it went out.
Yeah, what if you're because talking about a camp where there's no tech? I mean, there's no tech. So how are you going to notify these people in a prompt manner?
Yeah, well, I tell you how you do it. I was talking to our former engineer yesterday, Dr. Mike Allen, and he was telling me that for $35, you can buy what's called a NOAA radio. It's a weather radio. $35. Somebody at the camp should have had one and should have been listening. Now, the problem is the alert went out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So most people are sleeping. So unless you've got some kind of alert tied to it, that's an ongoing issue.
It is indeed. But Rosie says, of course, that as long as Donald Trump is president, more and more and more people will die because of him.
He's put this country in so much danger by his horrible, horrible decisions and this ridiculously immoral bill that he just signed into law. People will die as a result, and they've started already. Shame on him. Shame on every GOP sycophant who's listening and following the disastrous decisions of this mentally incapacitated POTUS.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Rosie.
Shame on you for running like a scalded dog from your country just because somebody of an opposition political party won. What a coward Rosie O'Donnell really is. Rosie the Unriveted is what we're going to call her. By the way, Brian has an interesting note. Did you guys notice that Caroline Leavitt wears her cross necklace every day during the press conferences?
Yeah.
Because she's proud to wear it. She is. She's a proud Christian. Yet yesterday when she knew she'd be answering questions about the Epstein case, she was not wearing her cross. It'll be interesting to see if she's wearing it again today. Yeah, I did not notice that. Maybe it was tucked underneath her blouse or whatever. But normally you do see it. I don't know for sure if there was an... I don't know. But that was an interesting observation. Best of Morning Drive, available on WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHSC number 1566.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good Tuesday morning. It's 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we got a look at this fuel spill southbound coming out of Cecil County on 95. It's at the truck scales on 95 as you're going south, the south before the Tidings Bridge. So it's off to the side. Might even involve a tractor trailer, but they're treating it as a hazmat with a fuel spill right there. So a lot of equipment on the scene. There's a minor delay right after Route 222. 93-mile marker coming south. More of an activity on the road that takes you in to the truck scales, but it looks like that is even open. I'm getting more information here. That's the only thing that's affected. The main line of 95 is going to remain clear. Some slowing now, both the Harbor Tunnels as you're moving south. If you're heading towards Dulles International, there's a wreck on the Dulles Toll Road on the westbound side. Right now, all the westbound lanes are blocked. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be hot and humid, temps in the 90s. They still feel like well over 100 based on that humidity. Strong to severe thunderstorms may be possible today. Heavy rain, damaging winds are possible this afternoon and evening. Flood watch is in effect for most of the Baltimore metro area, including Columbia, 76 and 75 right now. In Owings Mills, there was a shooting the other night in Indianapolis in which two teenagers were killed. And there were a group of teens. There was a mass shooting in Philadelphia over the weekend. A lot of teens were injured. We've seen it here in Baltimore, in Washington, all over this country. There are young people that are being gunned down that are gunning others down. And finally, Chris Bailey, he is the police chief of Indianapolis. He had a message, I think, that every single police commissioner, every state's attorney, every mayor, every elected official in every city should echo, and it should resonate with parents as well.
Hundreds of unsupervised kids down here. I don't know how many times I have to say it. We are not your children's keepers. You are. And parents and guardians have got to step up. A kid is dead tonight. And we just don't know the age of the young man down the street, still here, dead. He looks young. It's unacceptable. The police department, all night long, went from place to place to place, trying to prevent these kind of things. And I gotta be honest, I'm tired of it. You should be tired of it. This is not our job to do this. It is unnecessary. You don't have to act like this.
Indianapolis Police Chief Chris Bailey. And parents,
yeah,
you know, this is a massive, epic failure in parenting to not know where your children are, right. to allow them to run the streets at all hours of the night with certain groups and gangs. It is just amazing.
One of the things, the keys on top of this, of course, is the resistance in urban areas to simply say out loud, it is better to have a mom and dad in the house. It is better to have an intact family unit than to try to raise a child by yourself, or to try to raise a grandchild by yourself because your son or daughter simply is out partying all the time. And we see this too often. And if you criticize that lifestyle, it's my lifestyle is just as good as your lifestyle. I beg to differ. Lifestyles differ in quality, and I would argue that sustaining a functioning society and having a productive child outweighs the idea of let them party all night long.
Yeah, we've become a society, though, that is so permissive that there aren't any consequences or accountability for the parents that don't care about their children, frankly. If you're a parent, and you are, I am, our children were held accountable. You had to know where they were. They had curfews. They had punishment. Mm-hmm. If they skipped school or whatever the case may be, there were consequences. There was punishment. And many of these homes, they just...
There's no consequences.
There's no consequences because there's no parenting. Let's face it. Look, there's no parenting going on in many of these households.
But if you live in a household where they don't value education, you're going to end up with kids who don't value education. How do you get out of poverty? Get yourself educated. So let's come on, think this
through. But how do you educate in a system that is a failure, you know, as an educational system? And also, again, the teachers are afraid to teach because, you know, there's no discipline in the schools. I mean, it really is a catch-22.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM coming up right after the top of the hour. Ice, baby. Not one ICE guy has been shot at and shot down along the border. $2.2 million spent in Baltimore City. Where are the results? Well, we'll say they're not around. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. Now, let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell? Would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen to me. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, you need today's techniques being applied, and an awful lot of realtors are out there. They sell as if they were selling 20 years ago. Times have changed. Vinny Steele, not just another agent. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's nominating President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. The two took a victory lap last night at the White House after the recent joint strikes at Iran's nuclear facilities. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says now's the main goal is peace in Gaza.
He wants a deal so that we can stop the fighting there and we can get down to the business of making peace with the Saudis. And if you make peace with the Saudis, you can make peace with Indonesians, you can make peace with the Pakistanis, you can make a peace with a lot of Sunni states. So everything hinges on that.
Dr. Michael Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has not forgotten about tariffs.
Donald Trump is ratcheting up the pressure on America's trading partners. In letters to the heads of several countries, the U.S. president informed them of their new tariff rates. 25% for South Korea, Japan, and Malaysia, 30% on imports from South Africa, and 40% duties on goods from Laos and Myanmar. The new rates will begin on August 1st. All of the reciprocal tariffs were also pushed back to that date, potentially giving countries more time to negotiate deals.
That's BBC's Michelle Fleury reporting. The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Texas over the 4th of July weekend has now surpassed 100. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem traveled to Texas over the weekend, and the entire Trump administration is working hand in glove with state and local officials to provide every assistance available.
And officials say the searchers in hard-hit Kerr County found the bodies of 84 people, including 28 children. Amazon's annual Prime Day sales are here again. The e-commerce giant is making the now misnamed Prime Day a four-day event for the first time. The company launched that back in 2015. More from townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audian Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudianHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the incident on 95 coming out of Cecil County and before the Tidings Bridge is a fuel spill. Does involve a tractor trailer on the right side. There's only a brief delay, but from time to time it bunches up a little bit right there. 93-mile marker southbound. You might want to stay out of the right lane as you're coming south. But really no big impact right now. We'll keep an eye on it. It's affecting the traffic, more or less the commercial traffic getting into the truck scales southbound, but even that is not a big deal at this point. Beltway has filled in just a bit. There are delays now with the heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. And again, a reminder, if you're heading towards Dulles Airport, there's a big wreck on the Dulles Toll Road on the westbound side, and it's becoming more of a problem, at least a mile back up now already on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert on Tuesdays. We're tracking heat, humidity, and then thunderstorms. Could see some strong to severe storms as we get into the afternoon and evening. Temps are going to be well into the 90s, but feel like the triple digits. More storms on the way on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is going to get mighty hot today. Matter of fact, there's a code red alert in effect. We'll fill you in on that coming up in a moment. Right now, Baltimore is 77 degrees. Dundalk is 76 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore police investigating a Monday afternoon homicide in Dundalk. Police called to the 8200 block of Bullneck Road for a shooting just before 4:30 p.m. yesterday to find a man dead at the scene. The man believed to be a suspect in the case located in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Liberty Parkway with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. That man taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in funding for Baltimore's Vacant Property Initiative. The funding will go to the Baltimore Vacants Reinvestment Initiative Program, which was created in October to tackle the vacant property problem. Baltimore City has declared a code red extreme heat alert for today. The health department says the heat index expected to top 100 degrees, and the high temps and humidity levels pose a serious risk, especially for vulnerable adults, children, and those working outdoors. Cooling centers will be activated throughout the city. So far this summer, there's been just one heat-related death in Baltimore. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 429. Your pick 4, 6738. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. O's and Mets tonight at Camden Yards. The Birds are playing their 90th game of the year tonight with a chance to move 8 below .500 for the first time since May 6th, but haven't really budged in the standings. They're currently 12 back in the East. The O's have been between 10 and 12 back since June 15th. They're 6 to 8 back in the wild card race since June 1st. Meanwhile, the Ravens getting their stuff together 1 week from today. It all begins in Owings Mills with the rookies reporting. One of them is second-round pick Mike Green. Pass rusher elite out of Marshall knows the Raven tradition well.
You got to think about the guys that's been through here. Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and so forth. It's just like it means a lot more since I'm a defensive player as well. And just seeing all those great defensive players walk through here, it means a little bit more.
For Green sure. Led the NCAA in sacks last year with 17. Wimbledon news, Jannik Sinner survives to hit the quarterfinals along with Carlos Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic. Americans Ben Shelton and Taylor Fritz as well. well. On the women's side, Aryna Sabalenka, the number one seed, advances to the quarters. Coming up in 30 minutes, the next shoe to drop in college football. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Threats to ICE agents from coast to coast, and a Border Patrol agent was shot down on our southern border. We'll tell you the latest. And who's fanning the flames? These are elected officials in the Democrat Party. Baltimore's $2.2 million website that does not exist.
Wow. It's a lot of money
for
something that's not there.
It is indeed. All right, so that's all coming up here in this hour, along with your calls and comments. Let's quickly just get a real quick call from Steve in Reisterstown.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say it's devastating what happened in Texas, but I'm not trying to be too harsh, but who sends their kid to a camp where nobody can use their cell phone? I mean, you know, I've often said for years and years and years, kids aren't stolen. They're lost by their parents. Now, I mean, they want to blame Trump, but here we are. The counselors weren't allowed to use their phones. They had to turn their phones in at night. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, I understand that. There are some of these camps where they go without technology to get away from it all, but that doesn't mean there shouldn't be a phone in the camp. And whether it be a counselor or administrator, or they should have had NOAA weather radios, they should have had phone access. The problem is, as we try to analyze this, this happened so fast. And I just read an account from one of the girls. At first they were in the lower bunk. Then they had to go to the second bunk. And then they were being held up to the rafters by some of the counselors. And
but there's a level of common sense, Sean.
I agree that there should have been somebody at that camp, that especially since it happened before 1987.
You're going to climb on a bunk bed instead of getting out of Dodge? Maybe I'm the only one that has mega common sense.
No, they should have been evacuated. You're right. As soon as the first alert came at 1:18 that afternoon, the responsible adult should have said, hey, you know, this is Flash Flood Alley. Yeah. It's known as Flash Flood Alley. Let's, you know, err on the side of caution. Let's get these girls to higher ground, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
That did not happen, and that would have been common sense there.
Steve, listen, I have no problem with there being no technology there. I think that if you're a conservative Christian camp and the idea is to get the kids off of their cell phones so they don't spend the entire day looking at their cell phones and instead spend the entire day thinking about what you want them in camp for, which is thinking about God and their relationship to God, then this is one of the things you do.
Well, I was a member of the Texas Republican. August Pfluger had his children there.
Yep.
And they luckily survived, but many did not. So.
Yep. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But, of course, that's not the only thing happening down in Texas or along the border. As Sean just mentioned, yes, we have an ICE agent shot down along the border. Premier Jayapal says, well, you know, in essence, check this out, folks, because this is the undercurrent. In essence, they're to blame because those ICE agents are out there disappearing people. It's not surprising, I guess. They strike back.
What is deranged and cruel and outrageous is that literally we are seeing ICE agents kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
They're disappearing people. No, they're deporting people. It's a little bit different. But she says, it's not just those illegals. Yes, indeed. ICE is going around indiscriminately grabbing up citizens of the United States and disappearing them, too.
I think it is the administration that has to apologize to U.S. citizens that have been rounded up, to legal permanent residents, to people with legal statuses across the country who are getting swept up, people who have been here for 20 years and committed absolutely no crimes, getting swept up by masked men who are kidnapping them and deporting them.
Okay, let's think about this. They've been here for 20 years. Did they enter the country legally 20 years ago? So they had 20 years during which they had the opportunity to become legal, and they chose to not do so. 20 years. And they chose to not do so. And you say they've done nothing wrong. Interesting point of view. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Now, traffic and weather on the threes with the man, the myth, the legend, the above-average golfer, Chuck Whitaker.
Not bad. The BW Parkway, a little busy southbound here at Route 100 coming down through Arundel Mills. It's heavy towards Route 32, and there's a speed reduction right here at Route 100. I'm not sure they may be looking at something that could be on the shoulder in that area. Northbound is slow at 197, typical ride there again. New wreck, Capitol Beltway, I think it's on the shoulder already. Outer loop at Route 29 in Montgomery County. That's going to back us up towards the ramps at I-95. Big wreck on the Dulles Toll Road if you're going westbound on the toll road going out to the airport. Most of the lanes were blocked as of 10 minutes ago, and it looks like that cleanup is still underway. Some slowing on the Beltway, some backing and heavy traffic southbound approaching now into both the harbor tunnels, but then getting better on the south end of 895. 95 looks good right now through Camden Yards at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a weather alert in effect, hot and humid temperatures in the 90s, but the humidity and heat index going to drive it over to 100. Strong, severe storms expected times today. Heavy rain, damaging winds possible this afternoon and this evening. And a flood watch is in effect for currently 78 in Annapolis, and it is 76 in Pikesville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Last night at the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu made his third appearance, the most of any foreign leader during the Trump administration. During their dinner, the Prime Minister presented Trump with a letter that he was sent to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee.
I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful.
Yeah, so he'll be nominated. He'll never get it, but he'll be nominated for it. He should get it, frankly, with all the look at what he's done in the Abraham Accords with Rwanda and Congo. That looks like there might be a Gaza ceasefire in the offing. And now he's going to sit down with the Mad Mullahs of Iran after obliterating their nuclear facilities, yep. And says next week, they're scheduled to hold peace talks with Iran.
We have scheduled Iran talks, and they want to talk.
Right, let's see. He'll meet with anybody. He'll take any meeting. He'll talk with anybody. He may not always agree with you, but he'll sit down and talk with anybody as part of his negotiation. He also talked about sending more weapons to Ukraine just days after the Pentagon warned of depleted stockpiles.
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to. They have to be able to defend themselves. They're getting hit very hard now. They're getting hit very hard. We're going to have to send more weapons. Your defensive weapons, primarily, but they're getting hit very, very hard.
He's talking about Patriot missiles.
Yeah.
So he's not trying to prolong the war. He's just trying to let Ukraine be able to defend themselves from the Russian onslaught, and they've stepped up their attacks. And he says he just is really not happy with Putin right now, but Putin senses he's going to win. And that's why he doesn't want to give up the ghost as of yet.
Yeah.
The president also announced yesterday imposing additional 10% tariffs for countries aligning themselves with the anti-American policies of BRICS. And those that have not negotiated a deal are going to have tariffs increased, including 30% on South Africa, 25% on Japan, the ongoing negotiations. But letters are going out to these countries that their tariffs are going up.
We're always subject to negotiate something that's fair, but we've talked to most of the countries, and pretty much they've had their way for many, many decades.
He also put on Truth Social, that I'm saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails, essentially becoming a train wreck over the past 5 weeks. He talked about the big, beautiful bill, but unfortunately for Elon, it eliminates the ridiculous EV mandate, which would have forced everyone to buy an electric car in a short period of time. I campaigned on this for 2 years. And quite honestly, when Elon gave me his total and unquestioned endorsement, I asked him whether or not he knew that I was going to terminate the EV mandate. It was in every speech I made and every conversation I had. He said he had no problems with that. So I was very surprised. Additionally, Elon asked that one of his close friends run NASA. And while I thought his friend was very good, I was surprised to learn he was a blue-blooded Democrat and donor. Therefore, he pulled. So apparently, it's a spending.
That's a sticking point?
Yeah. And it's one of many, I think. One of many.
By the way, we should mention that we've had a president receive the Nobel Peace Prize without doing a damn thing. And then eventually, it was like a new war every single week. Thank you, Barack Obama. So the precedent has been set that U.S. presidents can indeed receive Nobel Peace Prizes. Maybe the trick was to do nothing.
Yeah, well, maybe the trick is you got to be a progressive far-left wing president in order to be considered by the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. Go. Obama judges blocking Trump's big, beautiful bill provision, banning funding for Planned Parenthood. Here we go. This is Indira Telwani. An Obama appointee issued a TRO with a preliminary injunction hearing for July 21st, and she's up in Boston. So that would just affect Boston and her district, not the rest of it. The Supreme Court has sided with the president, granting a request to lift Biden judge's order blocking the deportation of illegal aliens. RFK Jr., in a recent interview with Tucker Carlson, said that there was one vaccine was studied for links to autism, one, but they never published the results because it was definitively linked to autism. Here is RFK Jr.
You'll see this on every mainstream: Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, all of these guys say again and again that the link between autism vaccines has been debunked. Right, that it's been studied. But those studies that I was talking about earlier, the epidemiological studies, they only looked at one vaccine, the MMR, and one ingredient, thimerosal. None of the vaccines that are administered to children during the first 6 months of life have ever been studied for autism. In fact, the Institute of Medicine said that they looked at this issue, has it been debunked? And they said, no, these studies have never been done on the vaccines that are the most likely culprit, which is, DTaP, Hep B, pneumococcal, the vaccines group in the first 6 months, none of them. They said the only one that has ever been studied is DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And they said that the one study that was done showed that, yeah, there was a link with autism, but we're not going to count that study because it was based on the VAERS system, which is CDC's only surveillance system. And they said that system is too unreliable. So what they were saying, the Institute of Medicine, which is part of the National Academy of Sciences, said that the only system that CDC has to study vaccine injury is so bad that any study done on it, we're not going to count.
It's just unreal. You can't make this stuff up. It is unreal. Day 170 in the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. It's fun to stay at the Y-M-C-A.
So is most of your check spent before it even hits your bank account? If you're a homeowner age 62 or older living on a fixed income, you know how hard it is to stretch the dollar these days. When your income stays the same, everything else gets more expensive. Just getting by is like a full-time job. That's where Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, can help. Over 30 years of experience, Mark specializes in helping homeowners access some of the equity in their home without giving up ownership or taking on monthly mortgage payments. It's the only loan you'll ever take out where you decide when you want to pay it back. You pay it back whenever you want. You pay it back up front, in the middle, or at the very end of the loan. A reverse mortgage is a federally insured loan that lets you stay in your home, reduce financial stress, and finally breathe a little bit easier. Mark will come out to your home, explain everything in plain English, help you decide if it is the right option for you. If you're ready to stop just getting by, start living with less stress, then call Mark, 410-788-7070, free in-home consultation, no obligation. That's 410-788-7070.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and both the tunnels southbound now with delays. We're in the 15 to 20-minute range for both 95 and 895 southbound. Just made a quick check through Annapolis, no problems. Even the morning backup, not quite there yet, but we'll slow a little bit. I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm looking at a new problem here in Harford County. In addition to the construction, there's a broken down vehicle in the right lane northbound 95 underneath Route 24. So right now it's two lanes to the left, the center and the left-hand lane. There's a pretty good backup there. Looks like it might be pretty close to a mile already on the northbound side. Southbound 95 coming out of Cecil County. They're still working on the fuel spill. It's mostly on the right shoulder, but a heads up there just south of Route 222 and before you get south into the area at the Tidings Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a weather alert, a heat index alert today. Hot and humid temperatures in the 90s could feel like well over 100. Strong to severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, damaging winds possible later this afternoon into this evening. We have a flood watch in effect for many low-lying areas near rivers near the bay. Here today, Arnold is 78 right now. Parkville, also 78 degrees. And you're up to date here on The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, one of the funnier twists on reality that Pramila Jayapal came up with yesterday while trying to justify why actually deporting people who are here illegally is a bad idea. She said, restaurants are suffering. All right, I just say restaurants are suffering. Her analysis as to why restaurants are suffering doesn't have to do with the fact that the restaurants are losing their underpaid illegal staff. She says, people are afraid to go out to eat for dinner because they're afraid that ICE is going to snatch them up.
It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and it is absolutely terrorizing people, including small businesses, farmers, who are terrified, restaurant owners who can't have, who are seeing their sales go down because nobody wants to come out and eat.
Really? That's what's causing it, you think? Okay. Well, there's no empirical study to prove her wrong, I guess. That is not my perception of what the reality is all about. Mike Banks is actually the head of the Border Patrol, and he says that this woman is crazed and that the real problem is the increasing violence that is being encouraged by the left – against ICE and ICE agents and ICE facilities.
We've seen our assaults go up dramatically. And, you know, these Border Patrol agents are out there doing their job. They're enforcing the law. They're protecting the communities. We've got Border Patrol agents on the river right now in the Guadalupe assisting with rescue efforts. These agents are outstanding Americans. They're just trying to enforce the law. But all of the rhetoric and the false information that's being put out by the left is just increasing violence against our agents, and it's just unacceptable.
Just take a step back and think about this, Sean. ICE agents, these are people who are involved in protecting the borders of our country. They want to make sure that the good people get to stay here, the bad people get to go away. You would think this would be lauded no matter where you are on the political spectrum. Left, right, middle. If you love this country, you would think that somebody wanting to sustain this country in this kind of fashion would be admired and not criticized. That is not the case here, though. The case here, though, is if you're on the political left, it justifies what we're seeing now is sending out emails to people saying you had to go ahead and get shot yourself in order to help protect us against
ICE.
Yeah,
that was the Axios reported that crazy story Monday morning. House Democrats are saying their supporters are urging them what to do to resist President Trump. Quote, get shot, get violent, get arrested, even storm the White House. And we had a leftist protester shoot an ICE agent, San Antonio City Council candidate, calling for the killing of ICE agents. And the DHS says they're already tracking him down, so they said, we'll see you soon. So people like this need to be prosecuted, charged,
yes,
prosecuted, and put before a jury of their peers. This should be not a tolerated behavior. This is not free speech. This is a call to action. You are inciting to riot. You are inciting people to take up arms against the federal government and against law enforcement agents.
Now, what he's talking about, to be really clear about this, is a call to action. The difference between free speech and a call to action. Free speech is, someday we got to do something about this. That's free speech. A call to action is, you there in the corner, stand up, grab your rifle. I want you to go shoot somebody. That's a call to action.
Indeed.
And so there you go.
Benny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty company with all sorts of programs that help you sell your home. And, of course, you can do that with any number of programs like the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program for up to 12 months. There's the Trade Your Home, Trade in Your Home program, which is just like your car, except using a home. And Vinny's got all the details for you on that. And then there's the Fixer Upper program. And if you need to have some significant repairs to your home, you don't feel like doing it or you don't feel like having it. So what they do is they basically do it for you and subtract the cost from the sale of your home. But just call Vinny, and he'll come out, sit down with you, talk about staging, talk about the market. And once you agree on asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. You sign on the dotted line because of the database of tens of thousands that are ready, willing, able to purchase your home through Vinny Steele. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. 7:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore City has declared a code red extreme heat alert for today. The health department says the heat index expected to top 100 degrees. The high temps and the high humidity levels pose a serious risk, especially for vulnerable adults, children, and those working outdoors. Cooling centers will be activated throughout the city. So far this summer, there has been one heat-related death in Baltimore. Crews working to repair a major water main break in Laurel, intersection of southbound Route 1 and eastbound Route 198. That's a very busy intersection, and that has been closed until further notice. The Maryland Department of Transportation says the closure could be in place for several days. Drivers should avoid the area and use alternate routes as emergency crews address this issue. The invasive blue catfish poses a threat to the bay, but there may be a solution. Maryland Congressional Representative Sarah Elfreth has announced a Mitigation Action and Water and Support Act. This is the MAWS Act, to create a 2-year pilot program incentivizing watermen to catch blue catfish so they can then be used by the pet food industry. As she says, the invasive catfish poses a direct ecological and economic threat to the bay, and that the MAWS Act would address the damage while strengthening the local seafood economy and providing a new source of protein to pets nationwide. Baltimore police investigating a Monday afternoon shooting and murder, actually, in Dundalk. Police called to the 8200 block of Bull Neck Road for a shooting just before 4:30 p.m. to find a man dead at the scene. A man believed to be a suspect in the case was then located in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Liberty Parkway with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital where he was then pronounced dead himself. Coming up on 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick three, lottery number 429. You pick 4, 6, 7, 3, 8, and now 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're up in the northern part of the city. City fire just dispatching out to an alarm in a building. I think they said 5600 Bel Air Road, but I'll double check on that. But either way, up in the northeastern part of the city, Bel Air Road to the south of Northern Parkway. Heads up, the equipment is coming your way as we speak. A couple of things on the Capitol Beltway now. The new rank outer loop before New Hampshire Avenue. There had been a wreck over at Route 29, so that's backed up right now in Montgomery County. They're still working on the wreck on the Dulles Toll Road, and that was westbound before the airport. As you're going into Herndon, some of that traffic may actually be over on Route 7 through that area trying to get to the airport. And in the meantime, yeah, we have delays on the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, and this morning, solid 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert on Tuesdays. We're tracking heat, humidity, and then thunderstorms. Could see some strong to severe storms as we get into the afternoon and evening. Temps are going to be well into the 90s, but feel like the triple digits. More storms on the way on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With all the catching injuries the Orioles have suffered this year, the natural question is why haven't they called up Sam Basayo yet? The 20-year-old has 17 homers and a 920 OPS this season with the Norfolk Tides, but it looks like the big swings are going to have to wait. At 20 years of age, Basayo is the youngest player at the AAA level in all of Major League Baseball, and as of June 30th, had started only 18 games behind the plate for the Tides. Meanwhile, the Orioles get set for the Mets tonight with Brandon Young making his fifth Major League start at 6:35 at Camden Yards. Speaking of big swings, how about the ones the Ravens have taken over the last few months? Wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, cornerback Jair Alexander, a couple of top-notch rookie picks, Malachi Starks, Mike Green, all expected to help Baltimore get over the top and not lost on tight end Mark Andrews.
This team is incredibly stacked with incredible players. We have a lot of healthy competition going all around, which makes us better, drives us to be better, and this is going to be a dangerous team. I think that we keep our head down, we keep working, stay humble.
Ravens have been installed by most sports books as the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl in 2026. Meanwhile, in the college division of pro football, with revenue sharing now a reality, athletic departments find themselves examining their budgets, and that includes evaluating potential new revenue streams. In that vein, LSU has asked the NCAA to reverse course on its regulations regarding jersey ads. LSU has even already identified a partner for such ads and said the patch would go across the jersey's chest. An LSU spokesman said it won't be some crazy NASCAR-like situation.
Magic Johnson on the NBA Blast from the Bast podcast last week with some great comments, remembering the first time he saw Larry Bird in action.
But I saw this dude eat Jack Givens up. He was player of the year that year.
Kentucky, right?
Yeah, from Kentucky. And Larry Bird was just slicing and dicing him. And I said, oh, I called home. I said, it's true about this boy. I'm calling everybody. This dude can play. Yeah.
Bird and Magic, NBA icons of the 80s. And finally, include Baltimore native Angel Reese among those crying foul about WNBA officiating after her Chicago Sky was beaten by Minnesota Sunday night. A game where the Sky had only 8 free throw attempts. Reese posting on X the letters IDGAF, do better at WNBA. And you can just, for a moment, figure out what IDGAF stands for. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we'll play a little game called What Would You Say If I Told You?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you guys need any help on the IDGAF?
No, we got it.
You got it? Okay. Yes.
I don't grieve at funerals.
What's that?
I don't give a fudge.
Yeah.
And I don't grieve at funerals.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Either one of those would probably work in the situation. Yeah.
Well,
okay, so what would you say if I told you? Okay, this is an Oreo game. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what would you say if I told you that at this point in the year, we're playing game number 90 tonight,
right?
That Tony Mancelino is the manager?
No, I never would have predicted that.
Okay. Well, Bruce, what would you say if I told you that the two best starters on the Orioles were Trevor Rogers and Charlie Morton?
I would have been flabbergasted.
Sean, what would you say if I told you that the two catchers on this team right now are named Jacob Stallings and Alex Jackson?
Wow. Can we just get him the Yankees?
Hey, just got, yeah, minor leaguer from the Yankees.
Where's the last catcher we got from the Yankees? Do you remember his name?
It could have been back in 76, if I'm not mistaken.
Could have been.
The Demper.
Yeah.
Love that. Bruce, one more for you. What would I, remember all the hoopla about Heston Kerstad before this year?
Yeah.
Bruce, what would you say if I told you Heston Kerstad is an everyday outfielder at Norfolk?
I got to say that I just like the guy's name. That's all. So.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. But yet, that's where we are.
Yet, how many out on the wild card?
7.5.
7.5.
Problem, though, is there's 7 teams ahead of them.
Yeah, that is the problem. So, we got to leapfrog them.
Lot to do.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The city of Baltimore is now facing scrutiny after awarding a $2.2 million contract for a website redesign to Fearless Solutions. That is a company owned by Dalali Giraza, the husband of Deputy Mayor Letitia Giraza, and a campaign contributor to Mayor Brandon Scott.
What a surprise.
The contract, initially approved for just over $1 million, was the highest bid submitted, 3 times more than any other bidder. Here's David Williams, taxpayer advocate.
3 times more?
This all stems back to the connections that this company has with the mayor and the fact that they are a donor to the mayor. And that should never happen. First, it shouldn't cost millions of dollars. It should only cost thousands of dollars.
Yes, 3 times more, to answer your question. They say that cities with populations similar to Baltimore should spend somewhere between $300,000 and $1 million max on a redesign. San Diego, named the top big city website in the country, spent $650,000 on their website. Okay, but they actually have websites. Wait, there's more.
There's a website.
It gets
there.
Better.
It gets
better.
For something you can actually go to.
Williams says we ought to be asking for a refund if you're a taxpayer in the city of Baltimore.
The city should demand the $2.2 million back from the company, and this company should be banned for life for any more government contracts in Baltimore City.
So last week, a report was issued by Isabel Cummings. She's the Baltimore IG, citing the city for failing to open the project for competitive bidding.
That type of thing should be competitively bid and put out for as many groups as possible. Instead, what happened was the IT department actually sent directed letters out to 6 different companies. Of that, only 2 companies responded.
So wait, Do you smell the fix was in on this one? Big donor to the mayor, related to one of the mayor's cabinet members. Again, big bucks here, $2.2 million, and no competitive bidding. They handpicked who they were sending these letters out to. Only two people respond, and I don't even know if this guy responded in this. But here's the thing. Cumming was asked, okay, after all is said and done, $2.2 million on a website for the city. Here is Fox 45's Jeff Abel asking the $2.2 million question.
How's that website look?
There is no website at this time. In fact, the company that we hired stopped working for the city. Actually, it was a year ago yesterday.
So there is no website. They're not working on any website. They just took the $2.2 million and ran. Why is this? Why isn't there a criminal investigation into this? Why is this being dismissed? Oh, shucks, golly, just another day in Baltimore City. The comms director. I wonder if that's the reason why he left.
Yeah, didn't want to deal with yet another one.
Yeah. Who's going to? I mean, he just left. He just up and left. They said it was a planned departure in the city hall, but he doesn't want the stench of this all over him.
You think?
This goes way beyond appearance of impropriety, Bruce. I mean, no bid, $2.2 million contract, three times the average for a Baltimore website, and then no website? And they said stopped working on it a year ago?
If you took that $2.2 million and you simply invested it in something very safe, making 4% per year, that means for doing absolutely nothing, you clear $88,000 in interest.
I tell you, the Baltimore voters are really savvy. The voters in the city, you guys are really on top of it, let me tell you.
You know why?
Yeah, okay.
They checked that website.
Yeah.
743. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Make that happen right now. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. And right now we've got his number. It's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There was a wreck on the Beltway. Never saw it, but I see the backup is here. It was on the outer loop near the bridge at Lock Raven Boulevard. And just in the last 2-3 minutes, the pace has gotten better. So they may have the vehicles off the roadway, maybe even completely gone. The camera top of the hill at Providence Road shows the traffic moving, and right here, just after Perrin Parkway, much better now, but still backed up towards the ramps back at Bel Air Road. Speaking of Bel Air Road, there was an active accident call, 5600 block of Bel Air Road up on the northeast side. So if you're up around the city-county line, Northern Parkway, and in that area along Bel Air Road, some flashing lights there. They're still working on a broken-down vehicle. Northbound 95 was in the traveled portion at Route 24. So anybody north of Mountain Road, as you're going up to Route 24, we normally have construction there anyway at the 76-mile marker, but this is actually before that, and it was a truck blocking the right lane, adding to that delay. You'll have backups at both the harbor tunnels. The west side outer loop, really heavy this morning and slow from 795 down through Frederick Road. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A heat alert is in effect for hot and humid conditions. Temperatures in the 90s could feel well over 100 today with strong to severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, damaging winds possible. Later on this afternoon into this evening, we have a flood watch in effect, 79 in Severn, and it is 79 in Middle River. And time to head over and let's choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Today we have a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug if you can correctly identify the fake news story. Jeff in West Baltimore, good morning.
Morning, Jeff.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right. Just because you said please, Jeff, we're going to let you do that.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. But good manners.
What a guy.
There you go.
Parents raised a good guy. Yeah. All right, here we go. Story number one.
It's not pressure.
In a court filing, the IRS says a decades-old ban on campaigning by tax-exempt groups and churches should not apply to houses of worship speaking to their own members. So now you can endorse candidates from the pulpit. Story two, in an interview with Tucker Carlson, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian joked that he should have placed McDonald's on top of the Fordo nuclear facility to prevent Trump from bombing it. He also confirmed that they will be sitting down for peace talks next week. And story three, it's a new thing in New York, car sitting. One woman, her name is Charlotte, makes upwards of $250 to $300 a day just for car sitting, staying with an individual's car when it has to be moved to the other side of the street every 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The fines are $65, or the worst, if your car gets towed, that could cost you $500 in New York City. So she's made a livelihood of car sitting.
Is it Bruce, right at the 9 o'clock?
Really?
That's right.
New gig.
All right. So story one: IRS says churches can endorse candidates from the pulpit and keep their tax exemption. Story number two is the Iranian president jokes about putting McDonald's on top of the nuclear facilities to prevent Trump from bombing. Or story three: meet the new career professional car sitting. No, that's not Chuck sitting in the seat of his car or his golf cart. Something entirely different.
It's cart sitting.
Yeah, that's cart sitting.
Two different things.
Exactly.
One's a golf cart, one's a car.
I have seen in Florida where they get them confused sometimes.
Yeah.
They think the golf carts are street legal. They take them out on the street.
Go to the villages.
The villages, right.
Yep.
All right, let's start with Kristen here.
I just have a hard time the IRS would be saying anything is okay against their rules. So I think I'll go with number one.
All right. Kristen votes story number one. Bruce?
I think she's right. I think story number one is fake news.
And Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for two. Jeff in West Baltimore.
I'm going to go with Chuck this time.
Any specific reason why?
I think number two, I think the McDonald's part of it is a risk. I think too much of a joke.
Okay. So I just thought it was, you know, you said you were going to go Chuck this time. You don't normally go with Chuck. That's why it was.
No, it's not McDonald's. It's going to be Turban City in Tehran.
I followed Chuck once. It didn't go well.
Well, I'm sorry. I do the best I can, you know.
The trick is to stay upwind.
Yes. No, actually.
Shut up, Bruce.
Story number two.
Shut up.
Story number two. Yes, there was a Tucker Carlson interview with the Iranian president. No, there was no joke about McDonald's. Actually, he said Burka King.
Burka King.
It's a 113.
No, that's our fake news story. Congratulations, wow. Jeff. We'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
There he is, the gloater.
Yeah.
The big gloater.
They call him the gloater.
All right, Chuck. Go out a winner.
2-star.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Chuck and Jeff win today. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up next. Oh, what do you have for us?
Joy Reid is convinced that Donald Trump is going to rig the 2026 elections and then figure out a way of staying president for life.
And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk with a special guest from the Child Liberation Network. And again, couple of weeks ago, Paul Hutchinson is his name. He actually has a new book out called The Sound of Freedom, True Stories That Inspired the Film. It's out this month. It's all about rescuing children from child trafficking. And we'll ask him if he's had any run-ins or any stories with Jeffrey Epstein to see if that has happened or not. So stay with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-0 view. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
752, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. There are those within the GOP who are saying, no, it's not mass deportations to win in 2026. If you have a mass amnesty, you'll hear about that coming up around 8:30 this morning right here on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Right now, though, it's around 752, and coming up in just a few minutes, Joy Reid opining on how long Donald Trump is going to stay president.
Yeah, and also a little bit later on in the program, we'll hear from one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims and what she has to say. This was back when Ghislaine Maxwell was being sentenced, but she has very interesting things to say, as well as what may have happened to those Epstein list, the client list, and files. In addition, another Superman movie is out.
Yeah.
This one is a little bit on the woke side, and we'll tell you why. Okay, but the only other man we know that wears a cape to work, right here, yeah. Right now.
Yeah, and by the way, I think he wore it to the roast as well. I just think sometimes the yoga pants are all over the top. I don't know, it's a personal thing. 753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe I'll move to Cape Coral.
Or Cape Cod.
Or, yeah, no, too cold there. Cape Coral's much better. Down near Fort Myers. The northbound side of 95, if you're coming up from the Beltway in Arbutus, broken down vehicle just after the Caton Avenue Bridge. And with the police there, they're blocking the right lane. So we're getting a backup now coming up from the Beltway. When you get just north of the Beltway, try to get over to the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. Looks like they might be changing a tire, and he's there to help them out on the right side. So we'll keep an eye on that. Beltway, yep, normal slowdowns. We had the wreck on the outer loop near Lock Raven. That looks like it's pretty much cleared. Delays are still back towards Bel Air Road. Inner loop delays through Pikesville, and the west side is solid from 795 down through Frederick Road. Expect some backing and slowing, both the tunnels with heavy traffic southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Heat alert is in effect for today. Hot and humid temps in the 90s. Heat index will take it well over 100. And strong to severe storms are expected at some point today. Heavy rain, damaging winds possible this afternoon into this evening. Flood watch in effect for low-lying areas in near your rivers and by the bay. Ellicott City is 79 right now, and Reisterstown is 78. You're up to date on the morning drive.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Joy Reid used to be on TV, and she's trying to wrangle her way back onto it on a regular basis by giving interview after interview after interview to people like Chicken Noodle News and MSNBC. So this happened yesterday. She says, whenever people say to her, "We've got to take back the House in 2026," she says she has something she always adds to that statement.
Whenever Democrats say to me, you know, this is the reason we have to coalesce for 2026, I always add to the end of their that sentence, assuming we actually have free and fair elections. I think it's insane honestly, to just assume we're going to have normal elections next year. I don't assume that. Because these Republicans, that what that tells me is that they're not actually worried about getting reelected. If they feared being reelected, they would not vote for this bill because they know it's going to devastate their states, mainly rural red states.
Yeah. In other words, what she's saying is that the Republicans, because they voted for the big, beautiful bill, they don't care about getting reelected. They figure it's in the bag. So all the bad stuff that she sees in the bill will not rebound on them as individuals or as candidates. Well, I disagree with the logic, but I can kind of see where she's going.
To me, the fact that Republicans are still voting for the bill tells me that they're not actually worried about being reelected. The way Trump is behaving, he's not acting like somebody who worries that his party will lose power, or that even if the party, even if somehow we had normal elections and Democrats took control of either house of you know, this House or the Senate, he's not acting like somebody who's worried about the consequences of that.
Oh, so I guess then it would be declare martial law, do what Lincoln did during the Civil War, and that is put the entire legislature under house arrest, prevent them from meeting at all, so he could be a dictator for life.
This is somebody who is behaving as an autocrat because they don't anymore believe. He said it during the election, I don't need your votes anymore. And he doesn't. I don't think Trump intends to leave office. I'm very clear about that. I think he intends to stay in office like Putin till he dies, like Bukele has done, blown past their term limits. Bukele should be out already. He's still there. I think he's going to try to pull an Orban, pull all of these, to Xi Jinping, all of them. He's going to do that because he's making so much money now. The grift is so good. He's not going to leave and get all this, let this money go. And I think that Republicans are presuming that they're going to put enough restrictions in place that they can't be voted out.
Okay, let's point out that Donald Trump actually lost money during his first term initially. So if the grift is that good, he certainly didn't do it very well in the first term. I don't see anything different policy-wise this time that would indicate that he's going for the big cash,
yeah.
Troy.
And you also point out that even though I believe there was election fraud in 2020, and he probably did win that election, he left office.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so again, this woman is just maniacal. She is she's unhinged.
She may be patient zero for TDS.
Yeah.
She may
but,
be.
But it's a common illness. Liberalism is a form of mental illness. We heard it from Rosie, the unriveted last hour. Today it's Joyless Reed. And there are others like Jason Bateman.
Oh, Jason Bateman. You know, Jason Bateman, he was in Ozark. He played the daddy in Ozark. He'd done a number of other things. Look, he's a good actor, but a little bit of a rackoid lefty.
At what point, if ever, do you think the story would change from reporting on the outrageousness of Trump and his actions, his decisions, his words, and instead move to the people that have voted for him twice? And I know that goes back to the whole story of deplorables, and like as soon as that happened, everyone just backed off and don't ever talk bad about, you know, America and the 80 million. So.
Yeah. Well, Jason, there's a reason for that. The 80 million people who voted for Donald Trump believe that he had the right set of policies. But Bateman says, no, no, you got to choose somebody else. You can't possibly want to have Donald Trump in as president.
It's the people that have put him there and then put him there again that really deserve a great deal of responsibility and a talking to. I'm sorry, and I say that with love. They are our neighbors, as I said before, and I know that they are you know, deservedly aggrieved and whatnot. But there's another way to do it. There's somebody else in the Republican Party that can look after your issues if it makes you sick to vote for a Democrat.
He does this with love, by the way, which he reads as condescension. So, you know, I just want you to be clear what Jason Bateman apparently believes love is condescending to people with whom he disagrees.
All right, it's coming up 8 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's prime minister says he's nominating President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize.
He's forging peace as we speak in one country and one region after the other.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House for dinner Monday.
I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Wow.
The two leaders celebrated their recent joint strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, hailing the 12-day war as an unmitigated success. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Amazon's annual Prime Day sales event is here once again, affecting consumers around the U.S. and elsewhere. The e-commerce giant making the now misnamed Prime Day a four-day event for the first time since the company first launched the event back in 2015. It expanded it to 2 days in 2019. Some retail analysts expect people stock up on their purchases, fearing that the tariff battles could actually raise prices in the short run. The president keeping up those tariff pressures on key U.S. trading partners. The White House released letters on Monday telling Japan and South Korea to expect tariffs of 25% starting in August. The president warns of an additional 25% if they retaliate. The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Texas over the 4th of July weekend has now surpassed 100. Firefighter Jesus Gomez helped to recover one of the victims.
It's a lot of debris, very heavy stuff, and removing by hand, it's tough. There are some parts that heavy equipment can get into there, and we need to start removing by hand.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the federal government is cooperating with Texas officials. More from townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Are you over the age of 55 and want to secure your wealth with physical gold and silver? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer rated gold company in America. We have been helping investors take their 401ks and retirement accounts and diversify them into physical precious metals like gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call us right now, 800-900-8000. Just call 800-900-8000 and claim your free gold investing starter kit. Also learn how you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Please consult your tax or financial advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
I saw that broken down vehicle still there on 95 northbound up near the Caton Avenue Bridge, but now the police car has left, so the right lane is back open again. If you're coming up 95 from the airport, you're coming up from Arbutus, that backup should start to loosen up now, moving north eventually towards Camden Yards. If you're coming the southbound direction on 95 and 895, delays at both the harbor tunnels at least 15, maybe 20 minutes right now. Typical ride on the Beltway, definitely slow. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring and the west side has been busy this morning from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert on Tuesday as we're tracking heat, humidity, and then thunderstorms. Could see some strong to severe storms as we get into the afternoon and evening. Temps are going to be well into the 90s, but feel like the triple digits. More storms on the way on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are, you know, they're aiming toward a hot day today, actually. Bel Air, 72 degrees. Reisterstown right now has 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore police are investigating a Monday afternoon homicide in Dundalk. Police called to the 8200 block of Bullneck Road for a shooting just before 4:30 p.m. to find a man dead at the scene. Man believed to be a suspect in the case, located in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Liberty Parkway, with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The man was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in funding for Baltimore's Vacant Property Initiative. The funding will go to the Baltimore Vacants Reinvestment Initiative Program, which was created in October. Baltimore City has declared a code red extreme heat alert for today. The health department says the heat index is expected to top 100 degrees. High temps and humidity levels pose a serious risk, especially for vulnerable adults, children, and those working outdoors. Cooling centers will be activated throughout the city. So far this summer, it has been one heat-related death in Baltimore. And crews working to repair a major water main break in Laurel. The intersection of southbound Route 1 and eastbound Route 198, a very busy intersection, not now though, is closed until further notice. Maryland Department of Transportation says the closure could be in place for several days. Drivers should avoid the area and use alternate routes as emergency crews address the issue. It's 8:05 on WCBM, pick three, lottery number 429, your pick 46738, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend, Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Growing pains for Brandon Young this season as the 26-year-old right-hander makes his fifth career start tonight in the majors. This time it'll be against the Mets at Camden Yards. All four of his previous starts have looked similar. Never lasting past the fifth, never allowing less than three earned runs.
Yeah, it's just tough right now. I'm trying to get my feet under me in the big leagues, and it's not as easy as people make it seem.
Here's where we are with Brandon Young on the hill tonight, 6:35. The first 15,000, don't forget, get that fashionable Orioles Hawaiian shirt. I'd like to see you two guys in that tomorrow. Game time again, 6:35 tonight. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a milestone last night for Manny Machado.
Left side, off the glove of Perdomo. Hit number 2,000 of his career for Manny Machado as he continues to build on his resume towards the Hall.
Call on Padres TV, the former Oriole becomes the fifth active and 297th player overall to reach the 2,000 hit mark, doing it in his age 32 season. And by the way, the youngest to hit 2,000 was Ty Cobb, 29 years old, 184 days. And finally, as you may or may not remember, Lamar Jackson not only quarterbacks a team, he also owns one as well. We're talking about the Baltimore Colts, Baltimore's horse racing team in the National Thoroughbred League. Well, the league has just acquired a new owner and a new city, the rapper Nelly. Joining Lamar in Baltimore, Dr. J in Philly, Tanya Tucker in Nashville, and now Nelly is in St. Louis. The league has 10 teams in all. Coming up in 30 minutes, a WNBA star refusing to apologize for her politics. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A couple of weekends ago, I rewatched the excellent film The Sound of Freedom. And once again, I was just blown away by the content and the story and the revelation that the United States is the number one destination for human traffickers in the world. Joining us now is the executive producer of that film. He is a founder of the Child Liberation Foundation, dedicated philanthropist, entrepreneur, has committed his life to protecting vulnerable children with the experience in over 70 undercover rescue missions across 15 countries. Paul Hutchinson. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. So what? This is a difficult question because I just can't understand why the United States is the number one destination for human trafficking. We've got so many people in law enforcement, so people like yourself that are dedicated to try to stop this awful practice of human trafficking. Why are we having so much difficulty with that?
Well, you know, the United States is the number one producer and consumer of child pornography in the world. And for many, many years, the U.S. Guys who are into these kind of things, and it's prolific. It's millions and millions of people in the United States that have gone down this dark road. And for a long time, they were traveling to Latin America to go abuse the children. Sadly, over the 4-year stint of Biden, we ended up having 130,000 children a year that were brought into the United States, unaccompanied minors, with many of them undocumented, and many of them have now been lost. And so, you know, we can talk for hours about how pride and greed and arrogance still goes down that road, and how the Epstein thing wasn't really a one-man type of a thing. It's all about control and blackmail, et cetera. But yeah, it's sad. The United States and other first world countries will usually go to second and third world countries to do these horrible acts.
Paul, you say that 130,000 kids here in this country during the Biden years, and they've been lost. It's not like you're misplacing a pair of socks. I mean, there's got to be some human being out there who is that child. Why are they lost? Why can't they be found?
Well, here's the reality. I've spent a lot of time since the movie Sound of Freedom, and now the book Sound of Freedom coming out in a couple weeks is going into detail about the fact that for years every single day there were children that were disappearing from healthy families in South America. I didn't say wealthy; I said healthy. They had a mom and a dad, but these children, just like what you saw in the Sound of Freedom, many of them were controlled through fear, controlled through rape and drugs, etc. And then they were brought up to the border, and they were told, "Listen, we don't want something bad to happen to your sister, do you? Or we know where your mother lives. You're gonna take this phone number and this address, and you're not gonna say anything to anybody." And then they were transferred into homes, many of them, that did not have an FBI background check and were now being exploited. So, yes, they are gone. The State Department 2 years ago admitted that there was about 85,000 children that they had no connection. They couldn't find them. And now that number was increased to almost 300,000. Of the 130,000 a year, 300,000 that they didn't have systems in place to be able to effectively follow up with where those kids are, and many of them are missing.
All right, more with Paul Hutchinson. The book, The Sound of Freedom, True Stories That Inspired the Film, will be out in just a couple of weeks. Here we're going to talk with him about a big operation down in Florida, which just recently concluded.
Right now, it's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway northeast side moved over a little bit. It was backed up towards Bel Air Road at one point from a wreck that was just west of Perrin Parkway. So all of that trying to sort itself out. It does get better once you get over to Providence Road. And then you start over towards 83. We have delays through Pikesville, Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring to the JFX. And the west side has been fairly consistent this morning, and it's definitely busy from 795 on the outer loop down through Frederick Road, and also for the traffic coming up the inner loop right after you clear Liberty Road and you get up towards the ramps at 795. That's where the backup through Pikesville begins through there. No incidents right now on the Beltway, but definitely some slow traffic. 20 to 25 minute delays currently going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Heat alert is in effect. Hot, humid temps in the 90s. Heat index well over 100. Strong, severe storms expected today. Heavy rain, damaging winds this afternoon, this evening. Flood watch in effect. Annapolis 81. Ellicott City 80. With us on the line is his new book is called The Sound of Freedom, True Stories That Inspired the Film. It is out in a couple of weeks. Paul Hutchinson. Recently, there was a operation down in the Tampa area, Operation Dragon Eye, in which 60 children were rescued from traffickers there. What did that operation reveal? I mean, again, this is all walks of life, isn't it? I mean, you can find traffickers there as judges, as police officers, social workers. It's just about every walk of life you see this kind of behavior.
Absolutely. It is prolific, especially here in the United States. And, you know, so many times people will leave the movie Sound of Freedom. They'll say, I want to go do something. I want to arrest you kids. Yeah, the worst thing you can do is go to Mexico and try to go undercover. You're going to get arrested. You're probably going to get shot. The best thing you can do is go home and hug your children. And people are like, well, how does that fix anything? Well, the majority of these kids, the ones that were rescued, the 60 kids in Florida and the other ones in Texas recently, these kids, a lot of them were taken from, they were runaways, they were came from broken homes, a broken foster care program, places where healthy families weren't going to identify. Now, here's something important for the healthy families. It's amazing how many of these children, it's sad how many of these children who are being trafficked, their parents have no idea what's going on. And if you need to have a relationship with your kids where you can very easily, they can come to you and say, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, I don't like going to this babysitter. She's showing us pornography. She says we should trust her more than you. Or, hey, I've been chatting online at one of my gaming things, and this guy, and you know, maybe your 12-year-old comes to you and says, you know, this boy convinced me to send him some pictures. You need to be that little girl's 911, because it might not be a 13-year-old on the other side. It might be a 45-year-old dude that is posing, and this extortion is prolific throughout the U.S. right now. And so having it, and we go through all of these things that you can do to keep your children safe in the Sound of Freedom book, and the tactics that these traffickers use to lure the children, to bring them into these horrific situations where they're incredibly vulnerable.
You had mentioned the Epstein case just moments ago, and just came out this week that the client list is not going to be made available. There was no incriminating evidence on that. To me, that just defies belief. We do know there were hundreds, if not thousands, of clients. We do know that hundreds, if not thousands, of young girls, predominantly young girls, but others, were trafficked. We even have heard testimonies from the victims. So what do you think is at work here? Is this something that there's so many prominent people involved in this that they don't dare make it public?
This should infuriate all of us. Here's the thing. If you wanted to control, if you wanted to control the vote of a senator, of a congressman, of a federal judge, if you wanted to control their vote forever, you get them on film with a 12-year-old out of Jeffrey Epstein Island or on the plane, et cetera. You get them on film, you control it forever. Now, here's the problem. If all of that stuff comes out, then you lose that control. And so sadly, there are groups, whether that's in our own government or foreign governments, there are organizations who their entire mantra, their everything that they do is about blackmail of people in power, period. And so sadly, and I've said this for months, we are never going to see that list. It's not, this thing's going to be swept under the rug, because they need to maintain the control of the people who are on that list.
Okay, talking about Epstein, it's still possible for Ghislaine Maxwell to go ahead and say, you may not have a physical list, I have names. She can talk anytime she wants to. Why doesn't she?
Well, her dad is part of the Mossad. Who's really running this whole thing? You know, what's the purpose behind it all, and who can be protected when they're not talking? Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. There was a an entire minute that was lost on that video. Plus, the video that they released, who's to say that that was, you know, not, you know, some numbers put at the top, this is the date of whatever else. There is no evidence there whatsoever that that nobody entered that room that night. So this is the most suspect case in history, and literally everything just got washed under the rug in the last few days.
Yep.
We have on video Pam Bondi saying, "Yeah, the files are on my desk.
Yeah,
the list is on my desk." And now all of a sudden there's not one. Are you kidding me?
No, we also have Alina Haba saying that there are flight logs, records of names, and so on and so forth. And there's been all sorts of truckload of evidence. There was a truckload,
but now there's none.
Now there's none.
Truckload to none.
Well, you know, God bless you, Paul. You and your wife, you do just amazing. You do God's work and helping free these children, find these children. The book is The Sound of Freedom, True Stories That Inspired the Film. It'll be out in just a couple of weeks. Best of luck on the book. We're going to get a copy. And, again, great film. I would recommend people, if they haven't seen it, watch it and go back and rewatch it, as I did a couple of weeks ago. Paul, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Super grateful. Thank you.
820 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Had a report looking at it now that there may be an accident at 895 southbound around the area of the Lombard Street ramp. And I'm looking at that ramp, and I don't see anybody getting out of either one of the southbound lanes at this point, but we're already backed up anyway back towards Urban Avenue. So it may be on the shoulder, might just be out of camera range. I've looked down towards the Eastern Avenue ramp as well, the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and I don't see anything in that area. But the word of caution is just adding to the heavy traffic that actually is going from there and all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 last check was still slow even before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right now we're still 15 to 20 minute delays as you continue south. If you're on the BW Parkway, there may be a broken down vehicle southbound near the ramp at Arundel Mills Boulevard. The northbound parkway is still slow. It's bogged down just a bit through the interchange at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, weather alert. It's going to be hot, humid, temperatures in the 90s, heat index well over 100. Later on, strong, severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds possible this afternoon through this evening. Right now, flood watch is in effect for a lot of the Baltimore area. In the city, it's 81, and in Pasadena, it's 82. Time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to see which lefty has lost it today. Sean, better sit down, strap yourself in, because this was a wild one. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps this very nice young lady who wants us to know that we somehow inadvertently have taken stuff that's hers, and she's come to take it back from us. Yes, it's time once again for Reparation City USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we stand united in the shadow of a grievous history, for everything has been stolen from us. Our gold, our jewelry, our cherished artifacts, our land, and the very essence of our culture. This loss is not merely material. It represents the erasure of our identity and heritage. We call for the return of what is rightfully ours, and we seek this restitution through peaceful means, for we believe in dialogue and understanding. However, let it be clear, if our plea for justice goes unanswered, we will be prepared to meet force with force to reclaim that which was taken from us with the same vigor that was used in its theft. We demand respect for our rightful place in history, and we will not be silenced.
One of the real problems with that whole argument that we're going to meet force with force, Sean, is when your force represents around 5 to 10% of the population, and the other force represents maybe 80% of the population, it's not exactly a fair fight. It'd be as if I got into the ring with any boxer who had any skill set whatsoever. I'd last only as long as that boxer would allow me to last, and not 1 second more. Beyond which, if I might, a lot of us had parents who fought for the North, so we're a little confused. And more of us came here well after the Civil War. I don't recall them taking anything from you guys. So what are you going to take back from them? I'm just very confused by this whole topic. But it's nice to know that the old nuggets are still there, you know. The golden oldies. Let's go for Reparation City USA one more time. Ma'am, get out of here.
It's 8:27, so we were talking about the Epstein list with Paul Hutchinson moments ago, and you know, if you didn't listen earlier this morning, we talked about that minute gap on the DOJ website in the video of Jeffrey Epstein's cell, right, at 11:59, and then it reappears at 12 midnight, so nobody's explained that. So message to Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Caroline Leavitt, and everybody else at the FBI, again, no one believes you. Okay.
Yes.
No one believes you.
No one.
And here's why. Ghislaine Maxwell kept a little black book. Okay? It was 97 pages. It contained the names and contact details of almost 2,000 people, including world leaders, celebrities, businessmen, royalty, all of the above. 2,000 names. So no one believes that there's not a client list. Now, maybe it was destroyed. Or maybe they don't want to share it. Here's one of the victims. Right after Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced, her name, Sarah Ransom.
I have spent the last 17 years in my own prison for what she, Jeffrey, and all the co-conspirators did to me. I was raped repeatedly. I was raped 3 times a day sometimes. And I was not the only girl on that island. There was a constant stream of girls being raped over and over and over again. And yes, Ghislaine must die in prison, because I've been in hell and back for the last 17 years.
And 27 for me.
I was 10 years old when Liz Stein was being trafficked. I was 10. That is how long the sex trafficking ring has been going on.
Yeah. Wow. That's just one of many victims. Former CIA officer John Kirik, who says those files were destroyed.
I'm not blaming the FBI director, Kash Patel, or the deputy director, Dan Bongino. I think that that layer beneath them, that's part of what we like to call the deep state, has taken this bull by the horns, and they've probably destroyed information. Look at what the CIA did in 1975 after Congress ordered that it release all of its files related to an operation called MKUltra. The director of the CIA went back to headquarters and ordered everything to be destroyed. And in the end, only about 20% of the documents survived. We're still learning about the FBI's operations against Martin Luther King 55 years after the fact. So now we're supposed to believe that everybody's telling the truth, that there were no files, there were no dossiers. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it because I know how these people operate.
Yeah, well,
lack of credibility.
And you're never going to get the truth unless they're dismantled.
Yep.
And you start from scratch, which I don't know if even President Trump is able to do that. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City has declared a code red extreme heat alert for today. The health department says the heat index expected to top 100 degrees and the high temps and humidity levels pose a serious risk, especially for vulnerable adults, children, and those working outdoors. Cooling centers activated throughout the city so far this summer. A one heat-related death has been reported here in Baltimore. Crews are working to repair a major water main break in Laurel. Intersection of southbound Route 1 and eastbound Route 198 closed until further notice. Maryland Department of Transportation says the closure could be in place for several days. Drivers should avoid the area and use alternate routes as emergency crews address the issue. The invasive blue catfish poses a threat to the bay, but there may be a solution. Maryland's Congressional Representative Sarah Elfreth has introduced a Mitigation Action and Waterman's Sports, this is the MAWS Act, to create a two-year pilot program incentivizing watermen to catch blue catfish so that it can then be used in the pet food industry. Economic threat to the bay in the MAWS Act would address the damage while strengthening the local seafood economy and providing a new source of protein to pets as well. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in funding is not going to go to Baltimore's Vacant Property Initiative. The funding will go to the Baltimore Vacants Reinvestment Initiative program, which was created this past October to tackle the vacant property problem. Our governor says eliminating vacants and rebuilding home ownership is the goal as state partners with the city, nonprofits, and businesses to address the city's housing challenges. Coming up at 8:32 on WCBM next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway. Crestlock.com is your one-stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
429 was your pick three lottery number. 6738 was your pick four. Right now it's 8:33. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The northbound side of 295 is slowing here at Route 100. Had a report that may have been a broken down vehicle southbound. It almost looks like it could be on the northbound side. But either way, we're looking at a delay. It's a rolling backup now on 295 as you're traveling north. There's still some leftover slowing as you're heading around the Beltway, the Parkville side through Green Spring, and also coming down the west side. So we're still dealing with that. No incidents right now. And both the tunnels are still backed up. There was a minor wreck there in the area of the Lombard Street ramp, maybe the Eastern Avenue Bridge. We backed up on 895 back beyond Pulaski Highway. 95 has moved down some, but still slow right around Eastern Avenue. So in that range of 15 to 20 minute delays continue at both the tunnels, primarily on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert on Tuesday as we're tracking heat, humidity, and then thunderstorms. Could see some strong to severe storms as we get into the afternoon and evening. Temps are going to be well into the 90s, but feel like the triple digits. More storms on the way on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Brandon Young for Baltimore, Clay Holmes for the Mets tonight as the Birds begin a six-game homestand against the NL East, game number 90 of the season for Baltimore, all played without the benefit of the team's number one starter going into the season. Talking about Grayson Rodriguez, who apparently is on the comeback trail.
Yeah, so far so good. Just threw a 25-pitch bullpen. Bullpens are going nice. Throwing a few of them now and progressing well.
Just fastballs, or did you mix in other pitches?
No, we're mixing in other pitches, yeah. Off-speed's moving well right now. I like where I'm at.
No firm date yet on Rodriguez's return, when and if. Elsewhere, quick update on last year's Cy Young Award winner. The Tigers' Tarek Skubal is on pace to do it again. After his seven-inning shutout gem on Sunday night, Skubal now 10-2 with a 2.02 ERA. In his last eight starts, 6-0 with a 1.12. Seven walks, 69 strikeouts. The Tigers, by the way, have the best record in Major League Baseball. 1 week from today, rookies report to Owings Mills as the Ravens begin their trek to what they hope ends at the mountaintop. This year, Baltimore's going to have to climb that mountain with a rookie kicker. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked about that last month.
There's a lot of risks in life, you know. There's a risk you get in your car, you'd be driving home in this rain, you know. I want you to be very careful. It's going to be risky out there on that road.
Last time the Ravens went with a rookie kicker was 2012, winning the Super Bowl that year with Justin Tucker. College Division of Pro Football, Notre Dame signing another son of a legend. This time it's three-star prospect Devin Fitzgerald, son of future NFL Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald. Devin Fitzgerald will now join Jerome Bettis Jr., the son of the bus, Elijah Burris, son of Plaxico, and Caden Finley, son of Super Bowl champion JerMichael Finley. WNBA news, the Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham making headlines, refusing to apologize for her politics. The WNBA guard has been accused of being MAGA by many on social media, referring to her as MAGA Barbie by many on the left. Cunningham has been spotted following right-leaning figures on social media. While Cunningham hasn't directly responded to the political rumors, she chose an interesting hat color after some of the speculation began. And finally, two on this date in sports history. Number one, 1946. Baseball grants a $5,000 minimum salary to its players. It's $760,000 today, a 150 times increase in 79 years. And here's one from football in 2015 that Sean will remember, but not fondly. The NFL's Washington Redskins have their trademark vacated on the grounds that it may cause offense to Native Americans. The time now is 8:37. When we return, this next story, I'm not making it up.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
I'm assuming you weren't happy back in 2015 with that news.
Of course not. But, you know, look, I like anything else, things can be reinstated. If they can be vacated, they can be reinstated.
The owner said he doesn't want it.
Well, you know, I don't think he's said that as of yet. He's saying that he's made comments that, you know, they're okay with the Commanders for now, but
okay.
They keep tweaking the uniforms, though. What's that all about? This Wednesday, tomorrow, they're going to reveal their new alternate uniform, which is apparently going back to more burgundy and gold. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Why did they just make the clean break if it was so offensive? They didn't make a clean break. They kept the band around. They kept the song. They just changed the word from Redskins to Commanders, so the fight song is still there. I mean, they kept all this stuff around. Why?
Look at him, Bruce. Look at him.
I know.
Getting all red and like all.
Look.
It's a serious business.
I'm a little offended by Vikings and Buccaneers and Raiders because they were all plunderers and they committed acts of violence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As a climate activist, I'm upset over the Jets because of the amount of fossil fuels that they burn.
Animal lover? The Bears, the Lions?
Make it stop. Hey, make it stop, guys.
The Meat Packers and the 49ers and the Steelers are all capitalists, so, you know.
Did you say the Meat Packers? Oh my God! Can I get to the story?
Wait a minute, that's who they were named after.
True. That's true. Can I get to the story real quick, or do we not have time?
No, plenty of time.
Why did I open up that box?
You should know better.
All right, this isn't fake news. Okay, this is not fake news. This isn't one of your things that you do. An Olympic fencer has been.
That you do.
Yeah.
Segment. Because, I want to qualify that.
Yeah, because when I'm not on, there's still a show, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. An Olympic fencer has been cleared of a doping ban after court determines accidental contamination by kissing. Have you heard this one?
No.
Oh, good. The Court of Arbitration for Sport cleared French Olympic fencer Isora Tibis of a doping allegation, concluding that she was contaminated by kissing her partner.
Mm-hmm.
Tibis produced an abnormal doping test prior to the Olympics, Paris Olympics, testing positive for the anabolic substance Ostarine, and received a suspension. And her partner at the time received clearance from the International Fencing Federation just ahead of the competition in Paris. But what they're saying is that she could have gotten this contamination from her partner who was on it.
Well, it won't be the first time a French person kissed a dope.
Yeah. So she's nice. She got infected with Ovaltine?
Ovaltine called Ostarine.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a flavor.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
by the way, Sophie Cunningham is gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's just a beautiful young woman. And I don't care what her politics are. She has this attitude on the court. She's there to protect Caitlin Clark.
No doubt.
Protect her. And you look at this gal.
Who does she play for?
She plays for the Fever. Yeah. Okay.
You don't watch a lot of that, do you?
I do not. I've not watched a second.
You've never watched Caitlin Clark.
Never watched Caitlin.
What's wrong with
in college?
You?
In college I saw her, but I didn't watch her.
Why in college not in the WNBA?
I just saw highlights and stuff.
Okay. So you have seen highlights.
I've seen highlights.
Okay, you never watched a game.
I never watched a game. No.
I'm going to come over to the house with popcorn.
One thing that's interesting is you think that she's this beautiful little she's a high fashion model looking kind of person.
Yeah, she's
very gorgeous.
She's a runaway model.
Is that why you watch it?
She's also a black belt.
You don't watch it for the game?
Is she a black belt?
She's a black belt.
Okay. Mm.
So, I mean, she doesn't take any crap on the court at all.
What belt are you?
I'm right now I have a little belt with little crabs on it.
He's a fan belt.
He's not wearing a belt.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's time for me.
Thank you very much, Garrett. 41. 19 minutes for the hour now. So Charlie Kirk yesterday was talking about there are people that he talks to within the Trump administration that are saying there are folks that are trying to convince President Trump not to do mass deportation, but to do mass amnesty. And the reason why, they're saying, is because Republicans, they think, are going to get tattooed during the midterms if they continue with the mass deportation. Never mind that 80 million people voted for the guy, and that was one of the big issues that they voted. Okay? So, and the name Brooke Rollins keeps coming up. I don't know for a fact. But there are some within the administration. Now, that's going to run smack dab into Stephen Miller and Tom Homan. So they want everybody out. And there are people who want everybody to get. But I will tell you this. You be very cautionary because President Reagan, remember they pulled the wool over his eyes back in the 80s? He's the last president to give a blanket amnesty.
Right.
At that point,
that was supposed to be it.
He was told it was 3 million.
Yeah.
3 million.
And that was it.
That was it. It was going to be it. No more. They were going to close the border, et cetera. Well, folks, Reagan said it was one of the two biggest mistakes he ever made. One was the not letting him lock and load in Beirut, and 241 Marines died. The other was mass amnesty. President Trump, I hope and pray. And I know that he's usually right, almost all of the time. So I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know who's floating this trial balloon, but it's one that's got to be squashed like a bug. MAGA Nation, Trump voters do not want anything that appears to be any kind of amnesty, let alone mass amnesty.
Well, now a man who grew up enjoying smashing bugs or using his magnifying glass to get them in the summer sun. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Oh, I'd like to use one on you when you have your head in the trunk.
Where's my jack? What's that burning in my hiney back there?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
You're a sick man.
I know. I can't help myself. Northbound 95, still busy coming up from the Beltway towards 395 right here at the ramp at 395. It looks okay, but there's an area right around Washington Boulevard and DeSoto Road as you're coming north. It's a little bit slow there, but it does get better, and then you're clear up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some leftover backing southbound at both the tunnels, trying to get better. Everybody's going into both the tunnels southbound, and then there is a good pace on 95 towards Camden Yards and eventually out to the Beltway. A little slow yet. A couple of areas on the BW Parkway slowing on the Beltway. Still there in Parkville through Pikesville down the west side. Getting a little better now moving south from Liberty Road. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, temps in the 90s with that heat index taking over 100, so there's a heat alert out as well as a weather alert, flash flood watch, if you will. Strong to severe storms, heavy rains, damaging winds possible this afternoon and into this evening, so be forewarned. Flood watch in effect for Severn, 82 as well for Parkville, where it's 82 right now. Now, and time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, Bruce, I know sometimes in this business it can be very stressful.
Yeah, I am.
You know, getting up early, you know, having to come in and do 3 hours with yours truly. And put up with all the slings and arrows of Chuck Whitaker.
I'll read his fortune.
Okay, but so I've spared no expense in wanting to make sure that we do something to relax you. And
that's nice.
Now
that's nice. Boy, I tell you, I'm on tenterhooks here right now.
The internet has a cat, and when you're feeling very, very stressed out, you can listen at purrli.com. That's purrli.com to the sound of cats purring. Relaxed, overjoyed, close, distant, and a perfect and or meowy.
The sound of that was like a T-Rex purring, actually. I mean, one big cat.
There you go. By the way, the latest on MS-13, man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
Yeah.
There was a hearing yesterday in Prince George's County in Greenbelt where his legal team is trying to get him back to Maryland from Tennessee. And right after the hearing with Judge Paula Zinnes, she's scheduled a hearing once again for later this week. I think it's Thursday, where the Trump administration attorneys are going to have to testify as to what exactly their plans are for Mr. MS-13 man. But his attorneys held a brief press conference outside the courtroom yesterday. And this is Simon Sandoval Motionberg again looking and talking about the case and trying to get Garcia back in Maryland.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country.
A Department of Homeland Security official is going to have to come before this court and answer questions and tell the court what the actual plan is for Mr. Abrego Garcia.
Well, they told the court yesterday what the actual plan was. They said it is in their intent that they're going to deport him as soon as he's released from jail on July 16th in Tennessee. he's awaiting trial here in the United States, but he's not going to wait trial here. Yeah, they're going to, as soon as he's out, he's going to a third country. We don't know which country yet. Not El Salvador, because he's afraid of being killed there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, of course, we all know he was psychologically tortured and beaten when he was down there. Not. But they told them exactly what the plan was. And Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost was there asking the attorneys, what more do they need?
Would you rather see Mr. Abrego Garcia remain detained in Tennessee if the concern is that he is picked up again and deported to some third country?
2 weeks ago, Mr. Abrego Garcia's criminal legal defense team needed to essentially file a request postponing the relief out of Tennessee just to give this court time to act. I'm confident that she's going to rule on our motion to bring him to Maryland prior to July 16th.
Well, first off, I don't know how that happens. Okay, number one, the federal government has jurisdiction over this individual as an illegal alien, not Judge Zinnes.
Right.
Maryland doesn't have any jurisdiction because he was accused of crimes in Tennessee.
Right.
Okay, so it's not, unless he was trafficking in Maryland, and they're going to file charges here in Maryland on human trafficking as well. But these are federal charges, and he was allegedly committed these at, when he was in Tennessee, when he had the traffic stop. So I don't know what jurisdiction Maryland has over, just because, what, he resided here? That doesn't mean you have jurisdiction over the perp.
No, and I think that it's been pretty clear since day one what the intent of the administration is, and that is that when he is, if he ends up in this country, he will end up deported. This has been since day one. They've said there is no path, no path through which this guy will remain in this country legally.
Or free.
Yeah. Or free.
Or free. No, he will be in custody of either, well, he's in federal custody right now, but if he's once he's released on July 16th, ICE will be there, or U.S. Marshals, to take him to a plane where he'll be deported. Probably, I would think, to South Sudan might be the next stop for Mr. Garcia. By the way, this is a great message in from regarding the Epstein case. This is a post on X from the old man. He says, I can't believe Epstein killed himself right before he was about to be acquitted due to a complete lack of evidence.
Yeah.
All the evidence is gone. How do you convict somebody with no evidence? They said they had a truckload. Now they don't have any. Now there's no client list. How did that guy ever go to jail? Oh, inquiring minds would want to know. Absolutely. 8:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday, does your political party only dwell on the hatred of the opposition and just being contrarian, even if they're doing a great job? Well, then you're a Democrat. More on the Dems' decline into political extinction. Plus, if you grew up at Chuck E. Cheese as a kid, they want you back. This time, don't bring the kids. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Did you hear that? Chuck E. Cheese has got these new Chuck's Arcade. And these are now starting down in Florida's in malls in Florida. I'm wondering if there's some kind of deal that's being brokered right now.
Some kind of deal.
Some kind of deal.
But I will tell you this. If you think I'm wearing that outfit, you're out of your mind.
No, they're not going to call it Chuck E. Cheese. They're going to call it Cheesy Chucks.
Well, it's better than cheese balls, I guess.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Cheesy Chuck Whitaker.
That might not, well, I don't know. They have Charlie's cheesesteak, so I guess that's close enough for right now. The Outer Loop West Side, getting a little better. Speeds are up coming south from Liberty Road. So some areas on the Beltway are still slow. The Inner Loop through Green Spring and the Parkville side is still slow. Get a little break there about 10 o'clock or so, and then it just comes right back around lunchtime with all the construction ongoing. JFX is good. Some backing yet southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 was still a bit slow. Believe it or not, they're still looking at that vehicle that broke down northbound near the Caton Avenue ramp, sitting way off to the right side, but they're just looking at it, and it's still slow as you're coming up from the Beltway, getting better on 95 towards Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a heat alert today. Hot and humid temps in the 90s. Feel like over 100. And then they're saying maybe later this afternoon, some strong to severe storms in the forecast. Heavy rain, damaging winds possible this afternoon into this evening. Right now, flood watch still in effect for Annapolis, 83. And for the city, it is also 83. And coming up at the top of the hour, Kim Klasick Live is back once again. Kim, good morning.
Morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing A-OK. What you got coming up on the show?
All right. Well, we'll be joined in studio at 11 o'clock by my friend Fitzgerald Mofer. He's been on the show before. He's from Montgomery County. From my understanding, there are some Republicans trying to talk him into running for office, so I'll ask him about that. I think the District 9A is the delegate seat there. That's the district's somewhat purple. Mm-hmm. You know, it's worth a shot. So we'll talk to him about that. But he's also launching a Maryland voter registration campaign. So I guess he wants to make sure that we are really hitting the ground in some of these areas that are purple districts to make sure everybody's registered to vote. So hopefully we can get a higher turnout for the midterms.
Well, that would be great. Yeah. Also, if we could get somebody to actually purge the rolls here in Maryland. That's up to the Secretary of State. They're the big stumbling block, if you will.
Yeah, no, for sure. So we'll talk to him at 11 o'clock. Also, Jeffrey Epstein got some more information last night. Look, there's a lot of people upset about this hotel.
I'm one of them. Yeah. I'm one of them.
Because I remember we were having that conversation because we were waiting for that big box truck. Remember they said there was a box truck coming from New York to D.C.? And we're like, all right, let's see what happens with this truck. I guess this was all just show, or it's all just show now. I can't understand it. And I know people are not going to accept the response that we've gotten so far.
Well, especially when the Justice Department puts a video on their website.
Yeah.
And it's missing a minute.
Yeah, that was odd, too. Why even post it?
Yeah.
Because
that's just going to fuel the fire.
Yeah. I'm at the point now where I'm looking at Pam Bondi, too. I mean, the way she handled this originally, giving those influencers the notebooks and
saying the empty notebooks.
Yeah.
But here's the point.
It's just like, what happened?
And look, this is Trump's appointment.
Right.
He put her in this position. And what she's doing right now is not making the president look good.
No.
I don't know how she keeps her job.
I don't either. Well, that's a big question of the day, is should she resign?
Yeah.
So we'll be asking that.
And Matt Gaetz, you got a job?
Yeah. Is he still? He's still at One America, I guess. From my understanding, he moved to San Diego to be right there at the headquarters.
He did, but a lot of people are mentioning his name again.
I don't know if they would have moved back, especially with Ginger now pregnant. And then, of course, we're going to talk about some of these local stories. Councilman Zeke Cohen had a photo op last week I didn't get to.
Kayak? him and the mayor kayaking together?
I did see that one. That was cute and adorable. But
adorable.
Yeah. I'm talking about the postcards that he tried to drop off at BGE. And then they offered him a meeting. I didn't see that part till recently, and he turned it down. he declined the meeting. He said, I don't want a meeting. We need action.
Oh, it's Baltimore City.
I mean, they have, like, at least get the meeting.
They have a $2 million website that doesn't exist.
Oh, we are going to talk about that, too. That is crazy. Okay, that's a crazy update.
Can we start a company together? We can start a website company together and advertising services. We can say, you can give us $1 million for a website that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I'd settle.
Yeah. Then we'll go back and ask for more money.
Sure.
For another million.
Later.
For no
reason. Later.
So we got lots to talk about, obviously.
All right. Kim Kleiser, coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned.
All right. This is a final soundbite for you this morning. This is a woman who's very upset at the very mention of the Alcatraz of the alligator.
I need somebody to tell me that I'd not just walk upstairs and see a clip on the news talking about alligator Alcatraz, a prison camp that they're building in the Everglades in Florida to throw immigrants into. Truly, what the f*** is happening when they're in the middle of construction of a prison camp in the f***ing Everglades to throw immigrants into, which by the looks of it, of what I saw on the screen, looked just like several rows of cargo shipping containers. They're building a ton of shipping containers that they're going to throw human beings into because they're immigrants. If that wasn't already horrifying enough to throw human beings into f***ing containers, Florida had to Florida and be like, you know what, I'll do you one better. Not only are we going to make this disgusting f***ing prison camp, but we're going to put it right in the Everglades next to all the f***ing gators and joyfully refer to it as alligator f***ing Alcatraz. No, no, absolutely not. Just make it stop. Make it stop!
There are other choices. The Fairbanks Folsom Prison, the Death Valley Devil's Island, the South Sudan San Quentin. We're all waiting for it.
Yeah. All right. Or Gator Gitmo.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Right.